disaster of biblical proportion.
Well, what do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
Mr. Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us props for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show and be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me today is the CEO, Rocket.
Yo!
Ronnie Beans is off in Hawaii. The man, the myth, the legend, off in Hawaii. I believe he is, as we speak, taking a tour of a volcano.
I hear he's recreating that Brady Bunch episode.
Yeah.
The little tiki god.
So Ronnie
Heard
Beans.
The sound.
Ronnie Beans is not here. But we'll try to get him on the air a little bit later.
I was thinking about this before. Are there any White Castles in Hawaii?
Doubtful.
He's probably freaking out.
Yeah, so emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. And if you're listening live to the show, you're actually watching us do the damn show.
Yeah, see, look, I go wave my hand and...
On the webcam there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not hip to the webcam thing, but... Rocket thought, and we all thought that it'd be a good idea to have the people see the show as
sure.
We do the show.
Why not? Make like we're really doing this? Because somehow we could fake this. And
we just added another dimension to talking about the show as we do the show.
Exactly. We just figured out a way to fill up another 10 minutes of show.
Now you can watch the show as we talk about the show as we do the show. Just another dimension added to it.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Radio 101. Don't talk about the radio show as you do the radio show.
It's like Fight Club. It's Radio Club.
Right. So Ronnie Beans, we'll talk to him later. We had a jam-packed... actually, we do have a jam-packed
show.
Still sort of jam-packed. We just lost one guest.
It's more in the way of marmalade packed.
About 10 minutes before the show started, I got the old call from Reno there. And
the old call. The call from upstairs.
Yeah, I got the call from the management and
GM.
One of them backed out because actually they're working tonight. The person we were going to have on is working tonight.
Well,
some college.
I don't know. I'd say we should have still do it. We should still call because what the fuck at this point?
We do have their number right there. And by the way, don't get those numbers on the webcam because we'll be screwed.
Oh, no, I'm not going to get that.
We'd be really screwed.
I don't know. In my eyes, I think we should just fucking call it, leave a voicemail and say, hey, we tried. I don't care if you're busy, you know, because honestly, you know, Jenny, she does a wonderful job and I'll say it every time. But, you know, even though they told her, tell her one thing, they could just be like, oh, no, we don't want to speak to you anymore. Because, you know, we're still the bottom of the barrel. We're internet radio. So,
yeah, it is.
So that's why I say fucking we just call. Fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't fake our interviews.
Ouch. We're going... See?
We're already going there. We're already going to pick on somebody. Already going to pick
Whoa.
On somebody on the show.
And, all
we
right.
We don't fake our interviews. How about that? We actually talk to people that we say we're going to talk to live on the air. We don't do some wacky radio trickery. They call it trickery, I believe, in the biz. They call it trickery, where we take audio from an interview and we splice in our voices. We don't do that.
Edit room stylings.
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny just gave it all away, the whole rundown of...
Oh, no. Look at Jenny. Jenny's in the chat room. Jenny, our booking girl, and she's giving all the details away.
See, now this should be another reason why we should just call now.
Why?
Because now she exposed it.
Why, in the chat room?
Yeah.
What exactly did she say in the chat room?
Well, she explained who we are still talking to and who we are not talking to tonight.
This is what she writes. I just wanted to let you know that I spoke to Kendra Jade, and she's doing the show tonight. I spoke to Ron Jeremy, and he is hosting a college party and wanted to call us much later. So he's not going to be calling in. Thanks, Jenny, for ruining...
I say we call him. We leave a voicemail. We say we tried, even though we're not supposed to. Who the fuck cares? At least we say, you know, at least we can show we're not lying and making this shit up.
No. Well, maybe I'll do the interview with him tomorrow. Why don't
You're
we just do
not.
That?
Do not call Ron. I'm getting.
You're already dialing the number?
No. Jenny's already even like, fuck you. Don't call.
Yeah. No, don't call him. He's working, dude. I'm not going to call him. He's working. The guy's working. I'm not going
to
call him.
We need to show our authority. We don't have authority.
Rocket, we have none.
Yes, we do.
And if you're some sort of internet DJ on the internet doing a show and you got listeners and stuff and you maybe you have some ego and you think you have some authority, you have none. You're on the fucking internet. Thank you. This is probably one of the more successful shows on the internet, and we have no authority. So you don't.
I want authority.
Wow, that was my first ego trip right there. Did you see that?
That was really crazy. It wasn't an ego trip. It was more of like a reality check.
It is a reality check, people. So stop it.
Oh, so like we shouldn't go to like extremes like, you know, faking an interview?
No, we don't do that.
Oh, okay.
We don't do that.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure about that. Like we can't like get someone else's interview and kind of cut it up and kind of like say, hey, so what'd you do last week? And then you hit the play button and, you know, the guest responds.
Yeah, right.
We can't do that?
Exactly how it went down, too.
We can't do that, though?
Huh?
We can't do
that? No, I can't do that.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
I'm not that, I'm not that crafty. You know what I mean? Yeah, we don't fake stuff. And we don't steal stuff. How about that?
No, we don't. That's right.
We don't steal stuff. From various radio shows.
Well, true.
Many radio shows.
Because in theory, the mixer that we're using is kind of, you know, five-finger discount.
Right.
But that's stealing of a different nature.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that.
We're talking about bits and stealing from other internet
creativity.
Shows.
Stealing creativity. We don't do that.
Right.
That's what it's called. Stealing creativity. We don't do that on the show.
There are some people out there that shit in their own hand, wipe it on their face, and can themselves consider that creativity.
Right.
They're fucking talentless monkeys.
Right.
Talentless.
I got my first email this week,
that
everybody,
did not make sense.
That some girl wants to blow me.
Hey, you win!
How about that? I got my first I want to blow you, Kieran, email.
Wait, I got it. And you responded with, word them up, 5,000 G.
I responded with, oh shit, am I going to be shot? Is somebody going to kill me? Very weary of the security issues with being on the internet and doing a internet radio show.
Come on, what? We got bound. We got security.
I tell you what, if we ever do get a gig, I am getting a gun. I am going to go down to the local registry and be like, sir, I need a gun. Because I'm 5'6" and I talk shit about people on a daily basis and people hear it. Ugh. I need a gun, please.
Someone help me.
Help me get a gun.
Help me.
Right. So we got a lot to do on today's show.
You know, that's got to be a that's got to be a show watching you shoot a gun though. You ever go to a range? Shooting range?
No, I'm scared death. I'm scared to hell as out of guns.
But you want to get one.
See, I can't even talk about
yeah,
it.
Get all flustered.
When I was a kid, my buddy across the street, my best friend, his father was a cop.
Yeah.
And one time I was over at my buddy's house, you know, playing wiffle ball, whatever. We went inside the house to get something to drink, and he breaks out his dad's gun.
Oh, that's scary.
And I'm like, holy crap, I ran out of the house. I was like, I don't know if you're going to just, like, you know, shoot me.
Right.
You know, playing around. I don't even want anybody playing around with a gun near me anywhere.
Have you ever held a gun?
No.
Never?
Oh, wait, no, I have.
Oh, okay.
I take that back. One of my buddies is a cop, and he's got a freaking cannon, dude.
He keeps a cannon.
A fucking cannon, this thing. It weighed like 20 pounds.
Yeah. Mm. Guns are pretty intense, you know, but you'd get one. You'll get all, you know, you need your security.
Yeah. Wouldn't you get a gun if you were doing it?
Over a blowjob? No. Over a blowjob? No. I'd be like, eh, sure, come on.
No, I want the blowjob. I'm just talking about, like, security issues and stuff when you're doing an internet radio show or a radio show and you're shocking on the air and you're talking crap about people.
Here's my security right here.
Yeah.
Left and right.
Yeah, well, you're 6'3". I'm 5'6". I'm getting a fucking gun. No, but I'll take that girl up, whoever that was that offered the blowjob. I'll take that up.
All right, look at you. Why not?
I'm bringing a bouncer, though.
I'll come. I'll be security.
I'm bringing a fucking bouncer.
I'll take seconds. Thanks.
Yeah. I got an email from a kid from East Islip this week. And he wants to be an intern for the show. Wants to be an intern for the internet radio show we do here.
Oh, I'd love to do that. That would be great.
Have a kid be an intern?
Fucking A, man.
What would he do? People are looking at us live on webcam. You can see the studio. Yeah, not much to do in here.
Can you get my fucking energy drinks?
You can get your energy drinks.
One at a time because I want them cold.
From 7-Eleven.
Because I want them cold, so one at a time.
Right. Okay.
That's one thing.
What would he do? Sit on the couch?
Yeah, well, you know, there might be times where we need photocopies.
Right.
A sharpened pencil.
Sharpened pencil. That's what he'll do. Sharpen the pencils and photocopy
stuff. The monitors sometimes.
Clean the monitors.
Get a little finger, you know.
Laundry.
Laundry. Can do laundry.
Can do my laundry.
We could do bits. We could have them like, we could bring back the classic Nikki DeBone bit. Farting at a restaurant.
Send them out on the street.
Yeah. See, now it's starting to see. Come on.
Send them out on the street to do wacky stuff.
Absolutely. The illegal stuff that we just don't want any part of.
Can we degrade him?
Well, hey, listen, if you're going to be on the show, if you want to be with the higher ups, you got to take a beating.
Yeah. Can't come to the show with an ego.
Come on, we got the usuals in on the message board that take a beating.
Right.
If you're going to be here in the studio, you got to really work for it.
Right. All right, so Joe from East Islip, I'll get back to you.
I think that was John just saying. John. What? That was John from Orlando flying. It's really him.
What, who sent me an email?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that went nowhere. Holy shit.
It's a joke.
Yeah, well, have some sort of comic...
I said it was probably John from Orlando faking he was some kid from East Islip.
And the comic value in that sentence is what?
I got absolutely no... Oil.
Please. Oh. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. So Joe from East Islip wants to be an intern. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
Who knows, you know?
We'll put it on the rack.
I got girls wanting to give me blowjobs, and I got kids wanting to be interns. Security issues.
Oh, there's not.
Give me the alarm.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Security issues.
We got a whole bunch of new sounds. Yeah. We're going to have to play them at some point this week.
Yeah, so a bunch to do on today's show. We also have...
Not really.
Porn star Kendra Jade.
Ooh, well, that's partially why she's... known
coming on the program. Yeah, Kendra Jade. Apparently Kendra has been in the tabloids lately, dudes. People out there.
The chat room has officially gone off the deep end.
Yeah, just to get off topic.
I'm sorry. I know it's bad radio, but I couldn't help it. And we try to avoid... See, we made a rule. We'll have the chat room. It's there. But sometimes it's inevitable. Crazy Clown just busted in and he had his clown garb on.
Right. If you listen to the show live, we have a chat room that's up on the studio monitors and there's like webcams you can go on and you can actually watch us do the show or all the listeners get on there. And one guy just popped up with the clown outfit on. And his name is Crazy Clown.
So it kind of fits. You know, and I was thinking about putting cheesy carnival music on here, but I just couldn't find one that really just nailed it in time, and I should have had it already.
Yeah, so Kendra Jade is coming on the program, and apparently in Star Magazine, she was the chick allegedly banging Kevin Federline in Vegas a couple weeks ago. Maybe a month ago or so. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's about a month.
I don't know when that happened. Apparently the story is... Federline met up with Kendra at some club. They're kissing, canoodling, and all of a sudden, Kendra's like, "Ket, why don't you come up to my suite at the Venetian and we'll party?
A little something, something." A
whole bunch of friends go up there.
Right.
Apparently, some shenanigans went down.
Well, shenanigans.
Yeah.
Is that what the kids are calling it?
So we'll ask her about that, see what the hell the story is. You know what I mean?
A little tomfoolery happening.
Tomfoolery.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kendra is also the world-famous girl that banged Jerry Springer.
That's right.
In a porno video. Not a porno video. It was like some like hotel room like video cam shot thing where she just was, you know, hopping the knob with Jerry Springer.
Ooh-hoo.
Which is, I believe I have audio of that somewhere. It's sounding like this.
Oh, fuck me. Shit, bitch.
Jerry, 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 Jerry. Something like that. So Kendra J will be on the program. And look at that, people. We're going to have her before she goes on the Howard Stern show on February 7th.
Ooh, turn around, turn around. You know, I'm glad we had her on this week because, you know, by the time, you know, this time next week rolls around, it's going to be very old news.
Right.
You know, and just no one's going to really care by next week. So I'm glad we got her on this week and not next week.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
Right.
I see where you're going. We have her on this week and not next week. It's funny. I wonder if Kendra J does a lot of radio interviews, Rocket. Do you think she does?
She might.
It's kind of odd how another radio show has her on next week.
It's kind of weird.
Hmm.
Kind of weird.
Hmm.
A little coincidental.
Yeah.
Kind of like, whoa, weird.
Hmm.
Whatever.
Well, she is going on the Howard Stern show. It's not like he's stealing from us.
Yes, he is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so a lot to do on today. Show people.
We invented internet radio.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
I think we did.
Yeah. Well, there goes this. This, everybody.
Right? No, no. Come on. Don't give up. We got to try calling him.
You want to call him now?
Okay.
Dial the number. See if he picks up.
Oh, sweet. All right, hold on.
Jenny, we're breaking the rules. We're going to call Ron Jeremy right now.
One. Oops. Can't say it.
If he picks up, just hang up on him because I don't want to talk to him.
Make sure the laptop is up.
Very down on him. Go ahead, it's up.
Okay.
Rocket is dialing the numbers.
Oh, wait, please. It's got to start with a
little dialing music.
Sure. Not quite, but okay.
All right, come on, Rock.
Here we go, it's calling.
We're all ready to go.
Ron Jeremy Hyatt.
Is not available right now. Please leave a detailed message after the tone.
Para español, oprima el cuatro.
When you have finished recording, Ron you Jeremy may hang Hyatt. Up. Or press pound for more options.
Hey, Ron, it's Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show. We were scheduled to have you on tonight, but I guess you're working, so things fell through. That's okay, buddy. I'll try to set something up with you, I don't know, sometime in the future or maybe actually tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, so have a good night, and I'll talk to you later. This is Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show. Signing off. Later, brother. And that was it. There you go. My message to Ron Jeremy.
I got the there. Good job. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. You showed some go-to-itness.
At least now he knows that we're actually a radio show.
You're damn right. You showed some gumption. Good for you. About fucking time. Took 6 years to come around. It finally did.
All right. Now the guy's not going to do the show.
I don't give a shit. Ron Jeremy Hyatt.
Right. That's his real name.
No. As we were dialing, Jenny went nuts saying, no, stop. No call. I mean it. Call the other number. What other number? What other number? I don't know. I'll find that out. Right. Anyways. But we called. So we officially called Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy Hyatt. We got it. We went through.
Right.
We're not faking that shit.
Not
faking. Motherfuckers.
Not faking it. We're not stealing from people.
Fuckers.
Word up. We also have Jen from Sports Plus Fake coming on tonight.
I love her.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to jack on air while she's on. Can I do that?
Yeah, we can do that if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes!
Actually, I have some clips of Jen from the Sports Buffet. She's pretty freaking funny. She knows her sports. I believe she's Asian. I'm not sure if she's Asian because she said she wasn't Asian, but I don't know what you would call her then. Korean?
We'll find out later.
I don't know. Here we go. Here's some clips of Jen from the Sports Buffet on the TPSRadio.com network, everybody.
They're throwing packages at teams that...
Whoa, dude. I've not had enough alcohol for that kind of talk.
Not the kind of packages that that Jen enjoys playing with, but... Defensive.
When they get thrown at you, it just sucks when it like smacks you on the side of the face. I'm just kidding. Kind of taken unaware by it.
I'm sorry. I'm finishing the visual in my head of that.
Ray's got the best job in the world.
Yeah. Ray hosts the show along with Jen, and it's a funny dynamic. the Sports Buffet. I love the fucking Sports Buffet. It's the best sports talk radio show on the internet. That's what I say.
Damn right.
Blitz packages in a 3-4 defense that other teams just aren't seeing coming. And proof of that was Jake Plummer running his ass around, trying to get away from sacks. I mean, they were going after him like crazy. And to Jake Plummer's credit, he was getting out of there, but in turn, he ends up throwing, you know, two picks and he fumbles it twice. So let me quickly get Jen's thoughts on that Steelers and Broncos game.
Okay.
I fucking love this.
I love her.
Is that the summary of your thought, or are you going
to
go more?
Yeah. We're going to make offers to her to bring her to this show.
Yeah.
We're going to steal her from Ray. I talked to Ray this afternoon. I said, Ray, I'm sorry. You're not going to have her too much longer. We're taking her.
I think I want to make a Super Bowl bet with her.
Woo!
And winner, if I lose, I'll go out there to San Fran. And if she loses, she has to come here and have sex with me. What do you think?
No, she's mine.
No, she's mine.
Mine.
No, you have a chick.
But it doesn't matter. I need Jen.
No.
I can do nothing but call.
All right, one more phone call. One more clip from Sports Buffet.
I am apparently going to be...
We can talk about packages.
Editing this show for our affiliates later.
You can say package. You have no idea what package is. You can say package, teabagging. That's interesting when that happens, too. So bad.
And thank
it's kind of warm.
Thank you from Kieran saying that this is the best sports show he's ever heard. You can only have... Sports shows just get better when you have hot... Asian chicks talking about packages hitting them.
I'm not hot, I'm not Asian. My boss thought I was half white. Swear to God.
So we're looking at a Pittsburgh Steelers, Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl.
Pittsburgh will take it to him.
Yeah.
I love her.
I love freaking Jen. I love that dynamic of the show because they mix in like Jen like getting banged and then they go right back into the banter about, you know, sports.
Exactly.
It's freaking great.
And I love that she knows sports. I mean, chicks that know sports I think is great.
Yeah.
Some guys are turned off by that because they feel like, oh, they're kind of like creeping into my territory. Not me. I'm like, that's awesome.
You can listen to the Sports Buffet on the TPSRadio.com network I believe Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
That's 8 p.m. West Coast. And it's only an hour.
He's got to bump it up to two.
That's what I told him. I was like, Ray, you got gold here, man. You got the greatest sports talk show on the internet, and you only do an hour.
Right.
He used to do like 2 or 3 hours, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, he's got to do more.
I told him, I was like, listen, we do about 3 hours, if not more. You know, we only put about an hour good, of, you know, worth of content. Those are the 2.5 hours. You're just kind of winging it.
Yeah, we're just kind of winging it, like we're doing now.
Exactly. What are we talking about? Ray, TPS, tpsradio.net. Check it out.
Yeah.
Good fucking guy, good show. He supports the show. He, you know, a lot of the shit, you know, all this chat room stuff, that's all part of his network that he's the monopoly. We're riding his coattails, as we say every week.
Hey, is that chick that wants to blow me in the chat room?
I think so.
Send her an IM and tell her to call the show. I'm going to talk to her.
Is this her?
Yes, that's her.
What, we're going to have to...
Yeah, just, I don't know. Ask her if she wants to call on the show, because I'm interested in any girl that wants to do anything sexual to me.
That'd be great.
Because it's fascinating, because that never happens. Ever. In 29 years, it's happened 3 times.
You're going to have to give me the number that she's going to have to call.
It's a rarity. You don't know the number?
I don't fucking remember. I don't know fucking shit for this show. I'm not going to remember fucking numbers now.
Here goes rocking in his rant, everybody.
It's inevitable.
I you know when you complain, I just turn off my brain. I don't even care.
It's click. That's that click sound I hear. Fuck you. I know. I have to do enough of this shit. But I guess this gives me a chance to tell everyone, check out, you know, for all the new listeners out there, lunaticradio.com/chat for the chat room, lunaticradio.com/board for the board, or just go to lunaticradio.com for all the podcasting, feed burner, RSS, XML, assholes, orgies, group sex, gay funness for you other people out there, whatever. And chicken fingers galore, lunaticradio.com for all your needs. Check it out for all those new listeners out there, because we were realizing, you know, there might be some new listeners and might be like, oh, WTF, what do I do? LOL, OMG. So that's what you do. Lunaticradio.com for all your fucking needs. It's all there. And if you have any problems, just rock it at lunaticradio.com and I'll fix them, because I fix everything, because I do everything for this goddamn show.
All right. Did Rocket just complain because I wasn't listening?
No, I wasn't.
Anybody listen to that?
She's not responding, though, because I don't think she knows how to use the...
Ronnie Beans is over there in Hawaii, and he left us this message earlier today on what's going on in Hawaii. I believe he had a dumbass question mixed in with this one. Here we go.
Yo, this is Ronnie Beans calling you from the beautiful island of Hawaii that is the big island in the chain of islands. So I just figured I'd call you guys up, give you a little heads up on how it's going. Going well. This place is really crazy. But here's the thing. I go to the spa, right? There's a spa at my hotel. And in the spa, you have there's like a guy section and a girl section. You know, the guy section, you have like a steam room and a sauna and a whirlpool and all that bullshit, right? So now I go in there and there's all these dudes walking around naked. This old guy is just walking around, hanging out, right? What's up? Gee, I ain't got no pants on, right? So I'm walking around, I got my bathing suit on, and everybody's, like, busting my balls about it. And I'm like, why are you busting my balls? Like this kid, I don't want to walk around naked in front of dudes. I don't even like being naked and around other dudes. And here I am surrounded by naked dudes in the fucking steam room, right? And they're busting my balls. Anyway, so I think the stupid question of the week is, who's wrong? Am I wrong for wearing a bathing suit in a spa, or are they wrong for walking around with no drawers on? So, there you go. So, can you imagine me rocking and carrying in a spa while walking around just hanging out? What's up? What's up, G?
No.
Yeah.
What's happening? I mean, I'm not getting naked in front of people. I know, more or less, like, complete strangers and old guys and, you know, shit like that, man. I don't want to see that shit. Anyway, discuss amongst yourself. Other than that, it's been a fun trip. I guess maybe.
All right, Ron. So Ronnie Beans' dumbass question is he a gay for going into a spa and wearing a bathing suit when everybody else is wearing nothing? Free bowling.
LunaticRadio.com's dumbass question of the day.
You dumbass.
If you're at a resort and you go to the spa where everybody's naked in the sauna, is it gay for you to wear a bathing suit and not fit in with the rest of the crowd?
Fuck that. Also getting paid, I'm wearing fucking shorts.
I believe, fuck Ron, that. It is not gay. It is completely homophobic to wear a bathing suit when everybody else is clearly showing their ball bag. Come on, pal.
I would
just
never do it.
Throw in the towel and conform.
What the hell? What the hell? Because you know you... Wait, you wouldn't do it.
No, not
you.
Hell no.
Just throw Ron to the wolves.
No, not my little acorn in a thing of cabbage.
What?
That's what it looks like. Put an acorn on a loaf of cabbage there.
Oh, that's just that's fucking nasty.
That's what my hammer looks like.
Oh, my fucking God. That's so fucking nasty.
Yeah. So there's a dumbass question. So we'll talk to Ronnie Beans later about his escapades in the sauna. I guess that will be fun. And apparently Rock is trying to hook up the chick that wants to blow me.
Yes. And we're going in. She's give her a minute because...
Oh, she's calling in?
Yeah, and I'll, you know.
We're going to talk to her now?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
We don't have nothing else to do tonight.
Oh, all right, fine. Well, I got to talk to What's-Her-Head pretty soon.
What? We got 15 minutes.
Oh, all right.
So the first segment will be an hour.
Word them up, everybody.
We keep going.
So lots to do on today's show.
Not really.
Oh, we got Kendra J. We're going to talk to Ron. We're going to talk to the Jen from the Sports Buffet.
We're going to talk to the CEO.
And, yeah, we're going to talk to you.
Sure.
Are we talking to Jenny tonight, too?
If she wants to.
Jenny wants to call in?
She's really angry at us. You would not believe.
Really?
Yeah. I think she's just fucking...
She's quitting the show?
Yeah, again. She's catching up to my quits.
All right.
Number. I think I've quit about 15 times. I think she's about like 12 now.
Let's do a break, Rock, and we'll come back.
Fine.
All right. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Right after...
Oh, wait. Okay.
This.
Hey, this is Ted Stryker. The good news is you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Criminals and crazy people.
The bad news is Ronnie Beans is taking your sister to the prom.
You're starting to freak me out.
And he's already promised her a happy ending.
LunaticRadio.com.
Come on. Turn up the radio.
Marconi Award winner.
Here it is, my own little beaver trap.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Who are some of the people that listen to TPSRadio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Burnett.
And Paul Dean.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, Amy.
We're the Intel Girls.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSRadio.net, but you should check us out. TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
Now back to the show, LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. Joining us on the line, everybody, all the way from L.A., I believe driving in her car. World-famous porn adult film star. And, well, a young lady that's been in the tabloids lately.
Newsmaker extraordinaire.
Yeah, Kendra J joins us on the program. Hey, Kendra, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Trying not to crash. That's how important radio show is to me.
Wow.
Now, I know the L.A. traffic is really nasty, and you're talking to us on the cell phone as you're driving your car. That's not safe at all.
To be honest, like, it's not moving that much, you know? I'm just pulling. I have to, like, pull around the corner because I was at the mall and I bought a lot of stuff, and they have to bring it all curbside for me.
Oh, wow. Curbside?
I have to go around the side of the mall.
What the hell did you buy?
Like, bed stuff, like, you know, linens.
Linens and things?
Wow.
Yeah, I had to buy, like, new comforters and pillows and bath towels and just, you know, crap, really, but there's just a lot of it.
Right. Jesus.
Adult film stars also have to do, like, the usual shopping deals.
That's what the girls like to do. They like to shop.
They like it. They like it.
Yeah, we like shop. Shopping is fun.
Yeah. So you've been in the tabloids lately. I'm sure you know this, right?
Have I?
Yes, you have. You've been doing some things.
Little things.
I've been reading some things.
A thing or two, maybe.
A little something here, a little something there.
So what's
a little something here and there.
So what's the deal with the whole Kevin Federline thing?
What deal?
Well, apparently, I don't know, you were doing something at the Venetian, partying, doing something. Is there any truth to that stuff?
I was hanging out with friends, man, you know?
Right.
So they just blew it out of proportion, Star Magazine?
Well, I mean, there are truths to every story, but, you know, ultimately, like, they get embellished a little along the way. It's like that game of Operator, you know?
Right.
You ever played that game when you were a kid?
Absolutely. Yeah?
Of course. Yeah.
And the story gets distorted as it goes along.
So there were some truths to it, so you probably had, like, maybe a drink with them or something, or talked to them at some point during the night, but as far...
I definitely had a lot of drinks.
Ah.
that part was true. I had a lot of drinks.
Intriguing.
So maybe you didn't remember anything that happened? Maybe something did happen and you just don't remember
it? That would be convenient if I didn't remember, because then I could just say, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm not thoroughly convinced. Why Kevin Federline, by the way?
Yeah, really?
Why?
I mean, you know, we have, like, the same, like, circle of friends, you know?
I see.
And so, you know, it's kind of inevitable that you're gonna hang out with people, you know?
Right, you're gonna run into similar people or certain people.
We have the same friends, you know, and I don't know. Eventually, you're going to run into each other and hang out, right?
Right. I have to ask this, I guess. If I don't, I'm not being a good radio host.
Right.
So you didn't bang him?
No. Oh, okay. Definitely did not.
Okay.
Definitely did not.
You were in.
I don't date married men.
Well, that's what they kind of alluded to that.
Positive that I deserve a man of my own.
Yes, of course you do.
So I typically don't go after the ones that are already taken.
So I'm taking it the story about you calling Britney Spears and saying that I'm pregnant with Kevin's baby is false as well.
That was like sprung upon me the other day, actually. I don't even have Brittany's phone number, so it would be probably really difficult for me to call her.
Do you hate this tabloid stuff, or do you like really enjoy like being in there?
Well, you know, it's kind of a mixture of the two because, you know, let's be honest and say that, you know, there's no such thing really as bad press because press is press regardless.
Right.
But what sucks is that when you have to, you know, explain things, what sucks is when, it ends up being turned into something that it's not. You know what I mean? It
right.
sucks when people who really have not done nothing, you know, they have done nothing wrong and they get kind of caught in the crossfire and that sucks. Kevin's a really easy target, you know? People want to hate him.
Right, yeah.
They don't want to hear that he's a nice guy and that
right.
he loves his wife, you know?
Well, don't you think that's like kind of his own doing as well, though? Because the way he acts...
No, man, you know, he like married a girl and, you know, he married a girl that people knew and a girl that was in the public eye and, you know, people want to believe what they want to believe and I don't think it's his own doing. I think... A lot of times, he just takes the best route possible and says nothing, you know?
Right.
You know, he's in a position where he's got to defend every action that he makes, which kind of sucks to live like that, you know?
Right. You're also, Kendra's also famous, everybody, for doing...
You're very famous, Kendra. There's a couple guys here that love your work.
Yeah, I've seen...
really?
I've seen plenty. Plenty.
Love it.
It's kind of sad how much I've seen.
No, don't say that.
Well, to my own ego.
Well.
Yeah, well.
A beautiful woman. You gotta, you know.
Of course. Kendra, what's the story, whole backstory about how you got hooked up with Jerry Springer? What is that about?
He was very nice to me. I mean, I was, you know, shit, like 19 at the time.
Right.
So... I was very impressed that this, you know, famous
powerful man
liked me, you know? That was impressive to me.
So you...
Unfortunately, you know, it didn't work out so well.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of met up with him in the hotel room there, and shenanigans went on.
Shenanigans, yes.
Yeah.
Did,
I mean, I was, you know, talking to him for a long time, a long, long time. He was very good to me.
What is it like banging Jerry Springer? I mean, come on.
Does he need medical help?
I wish I could tell you. I wish I knew the answer to that.
Do you know if he needs medical help? Like some sort of, you know...
Penis pump? Is that what you're getting
penis
to?
Penis pump or Viagra? Does he...
I mean,
that's a yes.
Yes, you know.
Probably.
You know. Probably.
Probably.
Nice.
So he probably took the Viagra, I'm thinking.
I love Kendra.
Yeah, I would say that was probably the case.
Did he get liquored up?
No.
Hmm.
No. Why? What are you trying to say? You'd have to get liquored up? To hook up with me?
No,
not
hell
at
no.
all. But I'm just thinking an old man's got to get motivated somehow.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Got to get the engine going.
It's not just a female. He's got to right. you know rev the engine.
Listen, when you're 82, you know you can have a hot piece of ass. That ain't gonna matter. That thing ain't moving.
He's got to put some fluids into the engine. You know what I mean?
Then again, if there's someone that could change that, definitely would be Kendra. You know?
Yeah.
Just show up, man. He'll be standing at attention when she walks through that door.
I love freaking Kendra Jade, man. And I'm talking
awesome.
To her on the phone.
It's
people.
Awesome. It's like it's almost like surreal from our end, you know?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's right. like you're like this amazing adult film star, and like you know, not too long ago we would have never thought of the day we'd be able to talk to such a person, and now, you know, as things got rolling with the show and now we're, you know, getting real guests and we've gotten to the point now that we're getting guests that we want, that we like really want, that we request, we're getting someone like Kendra Jade on the phone. I mean, that's friggin' insane. That's why.
Thanks.
You're awesome. Believe me, you're awesome. Not to tell you though.
That's my co-host, Kendra.
Did you look at my website?
Yes, KendraJadeOnline.com, everybody.
Did you look?
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Kendra, you there? I think Kendra just hit a tree with her car.
You there?
She's still there. Kendra.
It's the cell phone.
Kendra's gone. Kendra's gone.
We're going to try her again, and you know what I got to ask her? Why we're not on her website.
Yeah. I think Kendra J just hit a telephone pole or something.
We officially lost her.
Maybe a train hit it.
Should I try again?
Oh, there goes Kendra.
I'm trying her again.
Oh, apparently car just got hit by a train. Oh, there she is. What, are we calling her again?
I mean, why not?
All right.
I did not hit a tree. No, I lost my cell phone from Los Angeles. I lost service.
Kendra, I'm a little upset though with something with you.
What?
You didn't make any mention on your site about us, like you were going to do the interview.
She's just doing
it now.
You
know what? I didn't. I don't update my website, and I think I didn't send the notice to my webmaster in time. But I'm definitely going to link you guys.
Really? Oh, that would be so awesome, because, like, we idolize you, and that would be really... That would make our year, basically, if you were to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to link you guys. You have to email me... the link, because I'm kind of retarded about computer stuff.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
And I'll just forward it to my webmaster, and she'll hook it up. She's cool like that. But I think I just didn't get it to her in time for her to get it up.
Wait a minute, you have a chick webmaster?
Yeah.
Holy, that's fucking, that's so hot.
She started off as, she was a fan, and she made a website for me, like a fan site almost.
Right, right.
And then I just eventually had her do the real thing because she's very good.
Wow, I'm going to have to talk to her. Chick webmaster,
yeah,
that's
really
hot.
Good.
That's hot.
Kendra, why did you stop making adult films?
It just wasn't my thing anymore, man. I was really young at the time, and you kind of grow up and you want different things, and, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun while it lasted, but eventually, you know, and especially, like, I'm a woman, you know? You grow up and you want to settle down and, like, you know, have babies and stuff.
Right.
So
you just got too old for the biz? Is it as tough as it seems, you know, looking at it from the outside? To be a performer in the adult industry, it's got to be kind of grueling, right? Is that the case?
Yes.
So you just got to...
I'm not going to lie about that. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it sucks. Okay, you know, it definitely takes a toll. I don't know how it could not, you know?
Right. And now you just dance, right? Is that all you do, is just dance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I travel around the country, and I do like feature shows.
Yeah. You coming to New York anytime soon?
I was just going to ask.
I actually am. I'm coming to New York on Friday. I'm coming in on Friday because a friend of mine is playing a concert.
Right.
So I'm going to see him play on Friday, and then I'm there for a couple of days because I'm going to see Howard.
That's right.
Howie, hoo-hoo.
Kendra Jade's going to be on the Howard Stern Show on February 7th, I believe.
Yeah, that's true. How'd you know that?
Because I'm good.
Did I tell you that already?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
What's that?
Did I tell you that already?
No, you didn't. I just know things. Obscure facts about people.
Especially Kendra Jade.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll also be at Heartbreakers in South Carolina, everybody, February 9th,
that's
actually,
true.
To the 11th. You'll be dancing.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I was like, yeah, true, I am.
Well, we got a nice...
completely wrong.
We have a good crew in Carolina. Maybe we'll have some of the Lunatic Radio contingent from South Carolina come down to your show nights.
Cool. I'm actually going to Myrtle Beach, too. I think Is that in South Carolina?
Yeah, that's in South Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
It's okay. Doesn't matter.
So this is what we figured out about Kendra Jade, everybody, who's listening live around the country and around the world, for that matter. Kendra Jade did not have sex with Kevin Federline.
Okay.
But she did hang out with him.
Right. You know, the crew sometimes mingle.
Right.
Crews mingle.
She is not... She is not pregnant with Kevin Federline's baby.
Definitely not.
I'm definitely not pregnant. I think you have to have sex to be pregnant.
Right, that makes sense, sure.
We can work on that if you want to give me a call.
Look at you! Wow, confidence. I tell you, just takes the right woman. Kendra's it right there.
Also 5 seconds, 5 seconds, the cake is done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I know. I just raped her up.
She's just like, and I gotta go.
So Kevin Federline, the Kevin Federline thing, people, was just a thing blown out of proportion. That's all it was.
Yep.
But we did have some shenanigans with Jerry Springer.
Yep.
And Kendra Jade did not hit a tree with her car talking to us on the phone.
No, I didn't. I might see, though, because I'm actually driving again.
You're driving again.
I'm about to get on the freeway, yeah, but I was busy talking, so I missed the freeway exit.
Oh, sorry. Whoops.
I'm not really good at talking and driving at the same time.
Now we're screwing up her day. Talking.
Well,
no, it's kind of fun. It's like a new challenge, you know?
Yeah, do you have a handheld device?
Yes, I do.
Oh, look at you.
All right, good. So you're legal. You can do what you're doing right now.
No, I mean, I'm holding the phone to my ear.
Mm. Oh, see, that's not legal.
I have the little, like, you know, the little ear thingy, majigger, whatever it's called.
Oh, all
you know
right.
What I'm talking about? I have that thing that you put in your ear, but right. I hate it.
Just
it
make sure you have two hands on the wheel.
No, I have one.
Well, put two on it. I don't want you to get into an accident.
No, yeah, no.
I have to put the phone down.
Oh, I see.
So she's doing something illegal right now. All right, Kendra.
I just want to go to one of Kendra's shows and like hang out with her and be like, "Hey, remember us?"
Really fun.
I was like, "Remember us?" That would be so great.
How long do you dance for before we let you go?
I go to New York all the time. You know, like
really?
I dance out there all the time. Yeah.
Oh my God, we would. Oh.
You been into any Long Island strip clubs?
All the time, yeah.
What?
What's that one in Long Island, like Gossip or something?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, Gossip!
And
oh,
I also went to, like, Long Island Cafe. I went there. And there's a bunch of them out there I've been to.
All right, Kendra, I know you run a really busy life. Believe me, you know, we're the bottom of the bottom.
Actually, don't. You know what time I woke up today? Like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's my type of girl.
God bless you. God bless you,
yeah,
child.
I was out until, like, 7 o'clock in the morning last night.
Wow. But so,
yeah.
so listen, you know, we need to, I know we're like the bottom of the bottom, but we got to stay into contact with you so we could, like, you know, see one of your performances live. And
I mean, you have my cell phone number and
that's
you
right.
have my email.
Wow.
So. You know what, Kendra, just stay away from my co-host. I think
he
likes you a little bit too
no,
much.
No, that's not the case.
He's a little faggoty right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I think so.
She's a beautiful woman. She's trying to be nice.
Let's let her go because she's driving in her car.
I just wanted to get that out.
I don't want her to get into it.
Trying to hang up on me already?
No, we want to keep you on forever. But.
Well, unless you want to like start getting naked in your car or something.
No, I can't because I'm with my little sister.
Ah.
We're at the mall.
Say hi to the sister.
Wait, does she know?
My little sister's in the passenger seat.
Does she know about your?
She's actually mad at me. You know
why?
Why?
Because she doesn't. She doesn't like me talking about all of this because she's kind of obsessed with Britney Spears a little bit, and so when she saw the whole Star magazine thing, she told me she's not speaking to me anymore because now I've ruined all chances of her becoming best friends with Britney Spears.
That is funny as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you ruined her her icon, her idol.
I ruined her dream.
Yes, you did.
Oh, now she's like tearing down the posters in her room, crying as she's ripping them down.
Yeah, like, you know, I bought her a dog for Christmas because she lives with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought her a dog for Christmas, and she named it Britney. So now I have to, like, hear her calling out Britney every day.
Oh.
It's a little frustrating.
Oh,
and you ruined it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well, she didn't purposely ruin it.
Well, you
yeah,
know.
No.
Got to get your, you know.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
Let me tell you something. For every negative about being my sister, and she's reaped the rewards as well.
Right.
You know?
She's, I'm sure she's got all the goodies.
She's done a lot of cool things that, you know, most girls her age haven't. So.
Yeah. I'm sure you're a very nice big sister to have.
I am. Do you think I'm a good big sister?
He says
I am.
Okay.
All right. That's great.
That's cool. All right. So
it
you.
It could be because she's like afraid that to get in trouble if she says no.
Oh, jeez. You got her well trained, Kendra.
Yeah. You're not going to McDonald's. You're not getting a Happy Meal. Damn it.
Yeah.
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 That's funny.
So Kendra Jade, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Kendra, thank you for joining us for whatever.
For the, yeah.
For whatever.
I don't know.
All right.
All right.
Well, keep in touch, and you have all my info and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we definitely want to. We're gonna have a lunaticradio.com night out when you're performing in the New York area, because I think that'll be pretty
cool.
Freaking cool.
I'm down for that, man.
Now, we like to. Do you like to drink, right? You like to.
Yeah.
All right, because like we like the party. We like the party.
We're alcoholics.
Yeah, I do too.
Nice.
I do too.
Kendra Jade on lunaticradio.com show. Kendra, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, y'all.
Yeah. All right.
You too.
Peace out.
Bye.
5,000. G. All right. Kendra Jade on lunaticradio.com show.
And she was just like, what the 5,000?
Yeah, I don't know. She just driving in her car. That's always makes her a good radio.
It's like the cell phone and then you throw in the car. But you know, Anna, that was great.
You were killing me with how much you were kissing her ass.
Wait a minute.
You kissed her ass way too much.
Time out. Time out on the field. Time out, time out, time out. Let me explain something to you.
Here goes Rocket in a rant again, everybody. This makes for great radio.
Shut the fuck
up.
The
guy is so fucking sensitive, he can't take any criticism whatsoever.
No, because I don't do things just like haphazardly. I have a reason for everything I do. Okay?
What?
Can I explain? Give me a chance. Get off your pedestal for 2 seconds, pretty boy, all right?
On a pedestal? I'm in a fucking gutter, man. I'm trying to work my way out.
All right, can I... For 2 seconds.
I'm just criticizing you a little bit. You kissed her ass a little bit too much. It was kind of freaking me out.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Because if it was freaking out that bad, it doesn't take that much for her to hit the off button on her cell phone. If it was really freaking her out that much... Let me explain something to you. She travels a lot. She said it herself that she comes to New York a lot to perform. You know, wouldn't it be cool to go hang out? Well, I mean, what would it be like telling people
course.
You hung out with Kendra Jade? So what? So what I was just trying to establish, is it cool for us to try to, you know, communicate, to, you know, to try to meet up with her one of her nice performances? I wasn't, I mean, all right, sure, I was being nice, but are you going to disagree with me? She's not a beautiful woman.
Exactly. I agree with you that she's beautiful, but you... Don't know her. You it was like 5 seconds into the interview, and you're like, "Oh man, can we hang out with
you?" It was not 5 seconds. It was towards the tail end of it. It was in the last 5 minutes. Because and also the reason why. Shut up. Hold on one second.
Is this
second.
An Italian thing? Like the
fuck you?
Are Italian people this forward?
No, it wasn't being forward. Because I honestly thought we were going to end with her, and then because you said, "Are we going to let you go?" And then she said, "Oh well, we're done." And then we continued because I thought the phone conversation was wrapping up. Because if you play when you play it back, you'll hear. It's like, okay. We're gonna let you go. And then she said, oh, is that it? And then she's like, and then you're like, oh, okay, no, we'll keep talking. Because I thought the conversation was ending, so I wanted to get it out. Fuck you. I'm not being a fucking like psychopath retard.
Came off that way.
Fuck you.
Came off that way.
God damn you.
Listeners in the chat room, tell me that Rocket did not come off like a psycho.
Thank you. I love my listeners.
Kendra J, can I smell your cunt?
I did not.
Pretty much that's what you said.
Fuck you. That's what you were thinking.
I can smell your cunt through
fuck
the phone.
Fuck you. That's motherfucker. You fucking shit fuck cunt.
Oh man.
She was cool.
Oh, by the way, somebody run tape on Howard Stern's show on February 7th because I want to see if she freaking gives him the same answer she gave us about the Kevin Federline thing.
Oh, and another fuck you. If it wasn't for me, she wouldn't have put the link up on the website when we give it to her later.
Oh, I don't care.
You kidding me?
What?
It's Kendra J's website. It's like a bazillion people a day go there.
Really?
Yeah, all right, maybe not a bazillion, but at least a million, I'm sure.
All right, we'll do a break.
Oh, we're gonna have the your special guest call in?
Yeah, if she wants to call in.
I'll prepare her.
I gotta talk to her about wanting to have sex with me. That's fine. Oh, you're typing to her now?
Well, I'm gonna tell her to call. We're gonna talk in 2 minutes, because I'm preparing the break.
All right. We'll take a break, come back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch!
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Why, I have no idea.
Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
LunaticRadio.com, the worldwide leader in trash trailer humor.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim McCann. Alongside me today, Rocket, the CEO.
Good evening.
Ronnie Beans is off in Hawaii. He's in a volcano right now. You know, it would be cool just to throw him in the volcano and plug that bastard up. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Welcome, everybody, listening live on tpsradio.net, Attitude Radio, and pureRockRadio.net. Word them up.
Can I bust in with this urgent information?
Yeah, Rocket's got some urgent information. Then we got to get to the person on the phone. Go ahead.
Star Magazine just contacted Jenny.
Is that bullshit?
I don't... Why would Jenny do that? Why would she bullshit about that?
That's a little quick. Who the fuck is listening to the show from Star Magazine?
Everybody.
Don't you think that's kind of quick, Carrie from Cape Cod,
yeah,
on the phone?
Yeah, I think that's a little too coincidental, but I'm not about to call Jenny a liar at all.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome to my phone.
Yeah.
Thanks. Ugh. Yeah.
All right, we're done.
Rocket's very loud. You're going to have to deal with him.
Yeah, I know. He's wicked loud. He's always loud.
See? I'm not the only one that complains
about
that.
They're just following your lead. They're like,
no,
oh, let's
I'm
pick
not.
On someone. Because everyone got to get picked on, so everyone just follows everybody.
Oh, my God. Are you going to cry?
A little bit. A little bit. A little tear.
You need some tissues?
Tear.
Your little homo?
What
is
this?
You want to go see Brokeback Mountain with me?
Oh, with you? Sure. Okay. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Whatever gets you off, I guess.
Yeah. So Carrie's on the phone, everybody, and I don't know if this is true, but she said she would throw me a bone.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really? What?
Yeah.
You would have...
horrible.
You would have sex with me.
If I had a commerce, like, if I met with you in person, about 89% chance, yes.
89% chance. That's pretty good.
Yeah, as long as you don't ask me about if I'm a prostitute. That's, see, I think this is where you're going wrong. You have, like, such low self-esteem that you project it onto whatever woman walks by you, and you ask her stupid things like, oh, are you sure you want to sleep with me? Do you have any diseases? Are you a prostitute? If you are, you're way too expensive. Like, I think that's where you go wrong.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I
if you didn't play that poor me emo shit with me, then yeah.
Yeah.
If you had like an iota of self-confidence, yeah.
I have an iota of self-confidence.
You know what an iota is, huh?
I have a little bit. A tiny bit.
A little bit.
Tiny
enough
bit.
To get out of bed in the morning, I guess.
Yeah. Well, on most days.
Nice. After an hour of watching porn.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, once you see my hammer, you're going to be like, oh, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
you're gonna
give
run.
Me a goddamn break. I've worked with less.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
I've done more with less.
Really?
Yeah, I hooked up with a China kid.
Oh,
Chinese kid.
China
had
kid.
A freaking frat party. Dude, it wasn't my best moment, sorry.
No.
Not at all. I was at this frat party, and this guy, like, I thought, like, my eyes were squinted or I wasn't seeing him straight, but it turns out, like, when I woke up the next morning, like, I totally knew that he was Chinese because I noticed I actually didn't have sex with him because I couldn't.
He's got that small of a hammer, huh?
Oh, my God, it was non-existent.
Yeah, Asian hammers
it was
are
like
tiny.
He had a mangina.
Yeah. Mangina. Oh, look at her with the bits.
Those Asian guys, man, I feel bad for them, man.
Yeah,
so do I.
They got no equipment. No equipment to play
you
with.
You couldn't bang me? Oh, my God.
The one thing that's good about Chinamen is they're very good at math.
What, they own the country? Yeah, that's fucking great.
Chinamen.
Yeah. So that's where it pays off.
The chinks.
Yeah. They get to go play golf and go to the resort places and, you know, have the mansions. And
own us, basically.
Where it drops off.
Yeah,
they
totally own us. They have us by the nuts.
Yeah. They have small hammers, so... So what would
so you
the
have any good questions for me? What the hell?
Yeah, so
oh,
what is
Jesus
this is
Christ.
What we do on the show, Carrie.
What the fuck?
Oh, alright.
Yeah, we just talk. It's talk
I
show.
I'm swearing in the background. What's his deal?
Rocket's got a pussy. That's what happens.
Is he jealous?
Yeah.
Wait, what am I doing?
I think he is a little jealous.
Oh my God.
They
do
carry
you want me to hold you?
They carry
okay. Sure.
I think he's jealous that somebody wants to bang me, and no one wants to bang him.
No, I think you're adorable. Oh, I'm sure he told me he was taken care
I'm
of.
I'm fine.
On the board. I asked him if he had a girlfriend. He's like, oh, let's just say I'm taken care of. Like, he was all mysterious. He could have just said, yeah, I'm in a band, I get pussy.
That's right.
But no, he'd be all mysterious.
You know the one problem about you banging me? Is
I live on Cape Cod.
Yeah, and don't you have like a 6'3" problem?
Your biker boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like never around. I've never cheated on him, but I'm not against it.
He's never around. See, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Because he could show up. No, you're lucky he'll show up.
Yeah, my luck is terrible.
No, he, when he's not, like, riding, he is actually, like, he works for a Navy O&M team, so he goes around to different naval bases, like, throughout the world and, like, tests water and does all, like, this geeky shit. And he's gone for, like, weeks at a time, like, overseas and stuff, so.
Nice.
You're
going to have to call me when that happens.
He's naughtier now.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to romance you and take you to, like, Burger King and put out the White Castle. You got White Castle there on Cape Cod?
The finest fast food restaurant in town. Mm. No, we don't have any White Castle in Massachusetts.
Yeah, if you're really good, I'll take you to Taco Bell.
Wow.
We don't have any of those on Cape Cod.
But you're going to have to be good. You kind of have that Boston accent.
Well, I was born in Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah.
Welcome to Worcester, $1.25. I've heard it a million times.
Let me park the car.
Yeah, I park my car in Havidyad. When I'm wasted, though, oh my God, my accent is so thick, like my best friend can't even understand me because I drop my R's. I don't pronounce anything the way, like, the way it's supposed to be. I'm just a freaking, I'm a mess.
Carrie, can we try?
Because I live down south, too, and I lived in North Hollywood, and so I have like a million different accents rolled up into one manly voice.
Can we try it tonight? Can you get some
what?
Getting you drunk on air?
Oh, dude, there's not enough time for that. I'm Irish. It's going to take me like 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're Irish.
Can you say something for me in your drunk Irish voice? Can you say, Kieran, you have a wicked cock?
Kieran, you got a wicked cock.
Isolate
wicked
that.
Cack.
Yeah, I just want
to. Wicked cock in my Havidyad.
You're damn right.
Damn right. Damn Skippy.
So 89% sure that I would score with you. This is something for me. This is making
See,
my Monday.
What we need to do is, like, we need to do, like, a bit, should you say. I hate it when you guys refer to it as a bit. I think that's so fucking lame. But
thank you.
I think, like, next time I go, hey, anytime. So I think next time I go down to New York, because I used to live in Manhattan. Next time I go down there, we should all just, like, fucking rage it up.
Yeah.
Rage it up.
And get hammered and then go
and
have sex.
Yeah, why not?
Sweet.
Why not?
I go first.
What? Do you got big boobs? What?
They're a 38C.
That's a yes.
Okay, cool.
That's quality.
Right. I mean, yeah.
How tall are
I'm
you?
I'm not one of those girls that walks around in, like, a belly shirt, so I think that's slutty.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, that's
nice.
Good. That works for Karen. That's 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
You might have a winner.
Like, what color eyes do you have?
They're, like, the color of a Spanish olive. Like, they're
hot.
Wicked dark green.
Wicked dark dack.
Green.
Wicked dark.
Wicked dark green.
Well, yeah, sorry.
That's good. All good.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm game.
I'm a redhead.
And he's done. He's set. That's
does
it.
Do anything for you? I'm a redhead.
Really?
Ooh.
Real Irish.
Yeah.
Real Irish broad.
You got freckles?
Yeah. Irish, French, and German. I was born to do three things. Fuck, fight, and drink, buddy.
Treat.
Bring it.
Damn, what? She sounds like she's going to kick my ass in bed.
So maybe that's what you need.
Oh, I'm violent, yeah.
Really? Like, what dirty things would you do?
I'd let you bang me up the ass.
Whoa,
really? I don't know if I'm going to go that way, though.
Do you swallow?
That's okay.
Do you swallow, Carrie?
Yes. Want to know why? This is why. Oh. I remember the very first time I gave a blowjob. I was so confused. I didn't know what to do with it, so I just swallowed it. And I've never done anything else. I've never spit it out because I think it's disrespectful.
What does it taste like?
Salty.
Yeah?
Not wicked salty, but like a hollandaise sauce. Like a Benny. Like a Dick Benny.
Funny. Interesting.
That's very...
Yeah. Do you
have that consistency. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I even make that noise.
Really?
You don't take this whole penis in your mouth.
Do you spit? Do you get the saliva working?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Mm.
Do you have any toys?
Yes, I do. I just have one, though.
That's okay. One's enough. One's
enough?
You know,
it's a different attachment, so that's pretty cool.
Chat room feedback.
What is it, like a screwdriver? You know.
Chat room feedback, everybody. Uh-oh, Kieran's going stern on Carrie. You motherfucker.
Chris the Bear always guarantees that one good singer.
Carrie's going to be talking into my skin mic pretty soon, people.
Hey, My birthday is coming up. How about a birthday lay?
There you go.
Yeah.
That works.
When is your birthday?
February 4th.
Wow, that's early.
Yeah, I'll be 26.
I'm going to have to start shaving my back, like,
and
tomorrow.
And
my balls. Oh, I have to shave my balls, too?
Damn. No, I'm just kidding. That'd
no, I'll shave them, because that's kind of nasty.
No.
I'll shave my taint, too.
Taint. That's another thing I like.
You know what I used to do back in college? I used to shave my ass. Try doing that.
Did you get ass sits? Like, from, like, little tiny ingrown hairs and wearing jeans all the time?
Nah, never got those.
No, seriously. Like, that's a problem. When, like, girls wax and they do, like, the full Brazilian wax, like, they get, like, pussy acne like a motherfucker because the hair grows in the wrong way. The first couple of times you get it done,
yeah.
It hurts. I'm serious. Especially the taint.
Don't you have to, like, shave that, like, every couple days, though, you know, to keep it from that not happening?
No. No, I just get it done, like, twice a month.
All right, I'm going to bang you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm bald like a 12-year-old.
This is what you got to do when we meet.
You're hung like a 12-year-old, and I'm bald like a 12-year-old.
Intriguing.
Nice. I like the kids. I'll go there.
Josh Gogan at the line.
It's a filthy freaking island, let me tell you. Skanks galore. Hey, Rocket, you could get laid down here.
Rocket, you got chat room feedback?
Yeah, Josh Gogan has a great line. So if you don't have hollandaise sauce, could you jack off to Eggs Benedict? Onto Eggs Benedict. JoshGogan.com / MySpace.com / Josh Gogan for all your hilarity needs.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for me to squirt my, or start jacking my nuts on the webcam right now.
So now, wait, Carrie, just so you understand, that first time, you know, Kieran's is going to be rather quick. So you're going to, like, you're going to be patient with the boy, right?
Yeah, I saw a 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, we're going to have to do, like, probably, like, 12 rounds. It's going to be a fight.
Hey, I got no problem with cameras. If you want to savor the moment,
look
dude,
at this.
I'm all for it.
Is Jenny
I'm not
too?
Running for...
Did you hear
I'm
what
not
going
to be a politician. Yeah.
She wants the video...
What, for, like, archival purposes?
I do not want to see my little freaking Irish ass
yeah,
on the,
no one
on
wants
the camera.
To. You won't even want to, Carrie.
Your pimply shaved ass.
All right, so this is what's got to happen. You got to meet me,
what?
And when you meet me, because I'm going to be very nervous when I see you, you're going to have to go...
You're going to blush the whole time, you're not going to say anything, and you're just going to hold up little index cards?
Right, this is what you have to do. You got to take me by the hand, right? And you got to go, Kieran, let's fucking bang. And that's my cue to go.
I'm going to throw you against the wall, dude.
Right, I cannot have, like, I can't play games. I got to just get in there. You got to be like, all right, game on, and I'm going. I'm running the 40-yard dash to the CUDA.
I'm not even going to talk to you, dude.
Why not?
Sorry. Why? It's for losers.
Okay.
I'm not in it for the freaking cuddling. Oh, God. Well, I know what drives me nuts. This is what drives me nuts. Because I know it's, you know, intriguing to you what drives me nuts. I can't stand it when you have sex with someone and then, like, you're, like, just trying to go to sleep and someone's, like, all up on you trying to, like, smother you with their arms and, like, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. Like, seriously, I'm fucking to fuck. Leave me alone. I don't like any of that cuddling, talking shit unless you're calling me a dirty whore and jizzing on my face and smacking me around and pulling my hair. I don't want you to talk to me. So don't talk to me. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just going to grab you by the hand, throw you against the bathroom stall door and... get it done.
Don't, honestly, if I can make a suggestion, don't grab him by the hand. Just kind of just, because you touch him by the hand, he might drop the load in his pants and then you're going to have to wait another 20 minutes. That first physical contact with a woman might just set him off.
I'm going to go home crying. She's going to kick me out.
I'm not going to kick you out. I'm just going to kick your ass.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. I'm into that, man. You got to talk dirty. You got to be like, you call me a bitch and shit.
How do you even remember what you're into?
I really don't. I just watch a lot of porno, and I see what they do, so I got
to
do that.
Rocket, how come you're not trying to toss them any of your groupie girlfriends?
Groupie girlfriends?
Who are they?
Yeah.
We have
are you
those?
In a band?
I'm not in a band.
I am.
Oh, I thought Rocket was in a band.
I am.
Oh, Rocket
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I thought
yeah.
we were talking about
yeah.
Kieran.
Why can't you throw Kieran some bitches?
Because they're for me.
Exactly.
You greedy fuck.
You damn right. CEO is always greedy. Thank you very much.
CEO.
Yeah. The Italians don't know how to share.
I love
share.
How you take this so seriously.
I take my women very seriously, Carrie. Very seriously.
It's a glorified fucking hobby.
All right, Carrie. So this is what we got to do. You got to call me when your boyfriend leaves town.
Dude, he's already gone.
Oh. He's gone now?
Yeah.
When is he coming back?
I think March 7th.
Is
what?
He, right, is he in the country?
No.
Sweet.
Wow.
Score.
Can we get the toy out? Can we hear the toy?
No, he's in Alaska right now.
Mm. Yeah. Can you get the toy out?
Actually, I need batteries. I can't.
What?
I need batteries.
Oh.
I don't have any. Connie told me to go to the store and get her some, too.
Send me some pictures.
Yeah, what are those pictures?
Oh, my God. This is a freaking deal. Okay, see, David and I share, like, electronics, because I don't buy electronics, because I am such a retard.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the camera with all the pictures that's in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any of the pictures. So what I did was I borrowed my parents' camera and their software, so I'm going to load that on my computer and take some pictures this week.
I like the effort.
Carrie, can I put my bag on your forehead?
Yeah. You put it in my mouth, baby.
Whoa. A little teabag in action?
I don't know if I want to put my bag in your mouth. That shit hurts.
But why not?
It's sensitive.
You don't even know what you like. Just give it a shot.
All right.
Give it a try.
I'll just give you my body, and you can do whatever you want.
Ugh. Yeah, I figured that was going to happen anyway.
He's going to
probably just
pretty much
like a woman.
Pretty much I'm giving you a bag of shit, which is my body.
Oh, God.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Way to get me hot.
Yeah, really. Wait, yeah. See, Karen, this is why you have to have a lot of patience.
This is where you go wrong.
You got to have a lot of patience,
Karen. This is where you go wrong, Karen. Yeah. I'm going to give you a bag of shit, which is my body, and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Chat room feedback. Kieran's unused condoms checking in. Tissue time with Carrie Cape Cod.
You asshole.
Kieran's unused condoms checking in.
Another O&A reference.
Yeah.
Great. All right, Carrie, I'll let you go. You're hot, and you got to keep in contact with me.
Yeah, I will. I called that drunk friggin' hotline, and last week I called, or 2 weeks ago during the show.
Yeah.
And I was humming to myself while, like, the menu was done. That thing is way too damn long, by the way. Like, you gotta wait, like, 30 seconds before you get to leave a message.
I know.
That's bullshit. Fix that.
Sorry.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm going through the menu, and I'm waiting, and I'm humming to myself, because I'm wasted, and I'm humming to myself. And, before I knew it, like, by the time I thought that it had started recording, it had actually stopped recording, so all you guys heard was me drunk humming. That was it.
All right.
That's how out of it I was. I was like, la, 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 la. Like, I mean, I'm a moron.
But
I'll totally keep in contact. I want to actually have phone sex with Jenny.
Holy shit! Can we do this tonight?
On the show.
Can we do that tonight? Can we put you on hold?
I don't care.
We can do it right now if you want.
I don't care.
She's calling.
Should we, prepare Jenny? Poor thing.
Well, we're going to get you both on, and we'll, you know.
Jenny's a pro. She doesn't need to prepare for anything.
Pro.
So you two can have phone sex, and we'll just sit back and listen. Is that cool?
That's a great show right there.
Yeah. All right, so we're just waiting for...
You know what? You two are going to have phone sex, and I'm going to go off to the corner and jack. How about that?
Tim Rocket's going to be crying in the corner.
No, I'll be enjoying.
Love me.
I'll enjoy. Hey, Jenny. Listen.
What?
Jenny already told me that she loves me, and that's all that I need. I'm set for the evening.
So Jenny's going to call in? Rock, is that what we're working on?
I'm trying. I'm telling her. I have to get my headphones. Why don't I just call? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want her to do. Call. Jeez, people. People don't know what phones are. We have to teach them what the phone is.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to use anything, so whatever.
Hey, Carrie is a radio host also, right, Carrie?
Yeah. I got 2 shows.
College radio?
Yeah.
I love
college. Small time.
I love...
It's fun.
Nah,
I have a lot of listeners.
Yeah, I used to do college radio myself. It was very fun. No one listened,
though. The only thing that sucks is, like, the FCC fined me, like, $2,000, and I almost got kicked out of college. So.
What'd you do?
I deep-throated a microphone on air.
That's so...
What?
And,
I love
it. I don't know who the hell was listening, but whoever was listening totally ratted me out to the dean of the college.
No
shit.
She had
a meeting.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. She's calling in.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. Jenny's calling in, everybody. They're going to have phone sex. Carrie from Cape Cod and Jenny Blowjob are going to have phone sex on the show.
Hello? Hello?
Did you bring her in?
Hello?
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 No,
who's
it's
this?
Still Carrie.
Carrie.
Jenny hung up. Why did Jenny hang up?
I don't know.
I'll try her again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt that.
All right. So,
yeah,
Carrie,
you're really holding me up.
You got fined by the FCC.
Yeah, I got fined $2,000 from the FCC, and I'm on academic probation.
No shit.
Wow.
For 6 years.
That is great.
It's a great story. I mean, you never hear that about a college radio DJ. No one listens to college radio.
Okay, she's calling.
Oh, it was big news here.
She's calling. Hold on.
It was huge news. Like, I was on, like, Fox News and shit.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, whatever.
Hold on a sec. Rocket's trying to figure out the phone.
Jenny.
This is going nowhere.
You don't take this whole penis in your mouth.
We're going back.
You're gonna gag for sure.
Carrie.
What?
I don't know. Jenny can't figure out her phone.
You guys have no clue what's going on in there.
Yeah. Well, I think Rocket's trying to do the whole thing, but he doesn't know how to do it.
No, 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 because Jenny's not using a house line. She's trying to use that stupid microphone, and I'm telling her, you know.
She's
calling again. Hold on, Carrie.
Hold on, one more
try this again.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. You guys are homos.
Yeah, I know.
Do you
killing the moment.
Hello?
Hello?
Thank God. Now, wait. Don't do anything.
Stay right there, Jenny.
My first question is, listen to this conversation. Are you kidding?
All right.
All right. Hold on. We're gonna put you on with Carrie, and you're going to have phone sex.
Okay. Is everyone here?
Is everyone
here? No, really. Carrie, say hi.
Carrie, say hi.
What is up, bitch? And, hi. How are you? Good. How the fuck are you?
All right. All right. You two got to be quiet. I got to try to conduct this.
Shut up. You're not the master and commander when it comes to two girls talking about
the CEO of me. You just got bitched out in stereo.
Yeah. Who has their radio on? Which one of you two crazy broads?
I just turned mine down.
Okay.
I'm not even in the same room as mine.
All right.
Why are you arguing with me all the time? You guys have to argue.
This is...
Because they're pussies.
This is turning into an episode of The View right now.
So you're bald? You're bald?
Do I bald?
No, are you bald, though? Like, you said you're a 12-year-old boy?
Yeah.
I shaved just the bottom.
What?
I shaved the bottom because I like a little triangle on top.
Oh, I don't even mess with that. There's no topiary on my crotch. Screw that. That's too much work.
That is
I just
so
go in there
fucking
and,
hot! Oh,
I just
told
Asian girls to take it.
Oh, my God. I would so eat your pussy.
Oh, I would love it.
Oh, good. Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm supposed to be going to
so
Vegas soon.
I love that. Huh?
I'm supposed to be going to Vegas soon.
Really?
Yeah. To lick pussy?
What are you doing in Vegas? Will you
go
party with porn stars?
What stays in Vegas fucking happens everywhere. I don't
understand. All right, let me cut in here.
Hey, moderator.
Yeah, well, I'm like the referee. All right, who's licking whose pussy first? What's going on?
Oh, I'd go down on Jenny first.
Whoa!
Fuck yeah.
How would you do that? What?
How?
Jesus, Karen, you don't get a step by step. She already wants to blow you. We totally wanted to talk to each other. Boy, you've been keeping us apart. Don't lie.
All right.
Rocket's crying in the corner because he's so jealous.
No, I love this.
I know. I was
up.
So, you know what, though? I would so fuck Rocket down, though. We could double team Rocket.
Yes.
Have you seen Rocket?
I've seen a picture of him, but it wasn't a very good picture because I couldn't really, like, see his whole face or anything.
Oh, I'll send better pictures.
He's great. He's a great looking guy.
Thank you.
He really is.
He?
He's very manly.
Thank you.
And he gets so like irritated on the phone.
I'm not down with the manly. I want a guy who I can beat the shit out of.
You're in your man.
Rocket. That is. But you could do it with Rocket too. He would just be. You'd be
well,
have
that's
to have a firmer hand.
That's why I want Rocket. He's not a challenge. I could take him.
Oh.
Wow. Jesus.
Karen, you would make Karen cry in the corner though.
I know.
No, geez, they just said on the board, Jesus, is this phone sex or a first date? What do you want? Just to talk about.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
Shh.
We're on the radio, people. I just let you go for 20 minutes and nothing got accomplished. This is what you do when you put girls on the radio.
Yeah, this is The View on the radio.
Fuck you, The View.
You know what? For what you guys are asking us to do.
How
do you know what The View sounds like?
I want to bang Star Jones, that's why.
Oh, that's the...
Ew.
Wait, I got audio. I got audio of Karen banging Star Jones.
Oh, fuck yeah. Very well.
All right, so we got Jenny blowjob,
and we got Carrie from Cape Cod. And I believe they're going to try and perform for the listeners a little...
a little on the spot.
A little on the spot.
You know
improv,
really
phone
cool,
sex.
Actually,
Jenny,
listen,
will you let me talk?
Me and Carrie, no, I won't let you talk because actually me and Carrie need to do a rematch anyway when she has batteries.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, mechanical warfare. Yeah. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, because what you're asking us to do, like guys have phone sex. Girls, we really don't. Because there's only so much we can say, and we're usually more hands-on.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
How about you two verbally perform oral on Rocket?
Why Rocket?
Because
okay, me.
Why not you, Karen? Karen, what about you, though, baby?
Okay.
What if we both were on our knees in front of you, slowly unzipping your pants?
Whoa.
Okay, keep on going. Describe.
Okay, go ahead, Carrie. What would you do? But first, we have to make out, though.
Oh, yeah, for like
we'd be making out first.
Yeah.
Can I just get two girls on the phone to just say I want to blow you or something?
Something.
Yeah, I'll blow you.
Yeah, I'll blow you too. We'll suck your cock.
There it is, Jenny.
I can.
Because we have pretty mouths, and we both love cum. Hey, we both swallow.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Nice.
Because and take it. Look at it this way: we could actually take a bash in the mouth, either one of us, and kiss each other.
Ooh, that'd be hot. Ooh.
That would be so hot.
Who's up for taking a dump on my chest?
Not me.
I'll do it.
Scott, see, you destroy it, Karen, every time.
Then I can just slap Karen out.
So, ladies, so does this mean we're going to have a rematch when everyone's batteries are fully recharged?
Oh, of course. Are you down, Carrie? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally down.
All right.
She's a dirty little slut like me. It's fantastic.
All right.
I'm a squirter.
You're a squirter?
You're a squirter? Oh, God, I could never do that.
You can't. Well, it's got. You have to have, like, a lot of freaking build up. A lot of build-up.
See, I never do. I'm one of those girls. I can come a lot, though.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm given head, I get so wet. Like, oh, I love it.
I'm not wearing any pants.
It's not like my favorite thing to do, but it pretty much is.
Yeah, see? Yeah. That's so cool. I've never met anyone that could. I've had girlfriends, too, and they never did. They'd, like, I don't know. I'd always ask.
I don't understand why not.
I don't know. I can't get the build up. I can't get my hips up, I guess. I don't know.
You need to get your hips up for the build up? I'm confused. How does that work?
Sometimes you have to you push up a little and then you can do it.
Really?
I just can't do it.
Wow. So how far?
I just need a vibrator out of my pussy, but I can't squirt.
Okay, well, take a pillow under you.
Maybe that'll work.
Oh, Jenny,
no,
you never thought
of
a pillow?
I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that. I suck tonight. I'll try that later.
I just mean, like, stick the pillow, like, under your ass. That way you're, like, slightly elevated.
Yeah,
and
elevated, right.
It goes down,
that,
like,
that's
you'll notice it.
Oh, how nice. So what are you wearing, hot stuff?
Just a skirt and a tank top.
So hot.
No underwear,
yeah, and then panties and a Chinese robe.
Ooh.
I come home and take off all my clothes.
I
just don't like to wear clothes. Yeah,
I'm not a big
either.
Fan of them. Like, I hate socks.
Me neither. I don't think Karen's a fan of clothes either.
Karen?
Just chicken fingers.
Oh, God. I'll let him pour honey mustard on my nipples. I don't care. I'm not ashamed.
Oh, that's so rad. You let him dip his sauce? Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Only, I'm you know what you would have to do? Seriously, Carrie, do you know what you would really have to do, seriously, is to get Karen really hot. You should dress like one of the Misty Mundane character, like Spider-Babe.
To get Karen really hot, I'll just wear, like, a Chicken McNugget Halloween costume.
You can just wear it in front of they're not even sitting on that. I'm looking at the stupid webcam. They're such jets. They're, like, sitting there. I'm looking right at you, Karen. Why can't I just see you? Hey, so are you guys
bored? Hey, dickhead. Wake up.
Rocket, fucking dick.
Homo, wake up.
Dude, if you were in front of me, I'd kick you in the mouth.
I love you, too.
Are you just recording us, though? It's like a girl conversation, though.
It's fantastic.
If you really want us to... We have to have a rematch, though.
You
we
will.
Have to have a vibrator showdown.
We right.
Oh,
showdown.
I'm totally,
yeah, totally
down for it.
At the OK Corral?
Yeah. But we could call it... We could call it Carrie and Jenny's showdown at the Lunatic Radio Corral.
Hey, what we should... Hey, is it, like, not a good idea to jump on the webcam and just start masturbating during the show?
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's suggested.
It's a good idea, except that that way the show, it won't even be a show. It'll be Karen and Rocket commenting and passing on the screen.
No. We run a very respectable show here.
Wow, poor Beans.
All right, ladies.
All right, so actually...
I love Ronnie. I want to suck Rocky.
Ladies,
so bad.
Ladies, listen. How is next week, when Ronnie's back, we do this properly?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So Carrie I'm from down. Cape Cod and Jenny Blood up phone sex next week, I guess.
Yeah, batteries will be ready and fully charged, ladies.
Yeah, we need some vibrators. We need some vibrators.
Okay. I'm down. Carrie, if you're down, I'm down, dude.
I'm down.
So hot.
Everybody's down.
All right.
Down.
Cool.
I'd have to get so fucked down afterwards, though.
I'm going to have to get drunk before.
Yeah, get a little alcohol going, ladies. We need
yeah,
this.
A little?
Hey, that's what we'll do. Carrie, you know what? I'll give
Can
you
pregame
the
honey?
Real. I'll give you the real phone number, my phone number, and we'll come up with something good.
Nice.
All right. Have some practice.
Message me.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right.
We love you.
All right, ladies.
Right.
We're gonna let you go.
All right.
You know what? This bit was so promising at first, according to Chris the Bear, but then Ron and Karen don't blame us. Don't blame us. Blame the crappy DJs.
Slow down. Everything went great. Next week, this is going to be fantastic. You guys set this all up. We established like a little connection with everybody. And next week, we're gonna give the greatest thing ever happened to the internet since porn.
Take care, Karen. Shelby, as usual.
Yeah.
Karen, right, Shelby, right. As usual.
I'll let you guys go.
Yeah, I'm Carrie. I'm here. I'll see you in a minute.
All right, ladies.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye, Carrie.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
All right, all right.
Bye.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah, so that was Carrie from Cape Cod who wants to have sex with me, and Jenny Blowjob, the head of our booking department. Yeah, I'm sorry, people. We tried to get him to do phone sex, but when you get two girls in the room, yeah.
No, stop it. I think they, listen, we need an establishing point. They came in basically cold turkey on this, so... They set up, you know, this, if anything, established that they're down for. So next week, and, you know, in all fairness to Ron, I'm sure he would like to be here. So, I mean, this works out for the best. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it worked out. I thought it was kind of funny.
Right.
But, you know, can we take a break? Because I need to regroup.
Yeah, we need to regroup. That was 34 minutes of nonsense.
The best nonsense. Stop it. They were wonderful.
I know, they were
ladies,
wonderful.
You were
I'm
wonderful.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Fucking retard.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back on more LunaticRadio.com right after this, everybody.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Seymour, I've tried the backdoor once. I tried the old anal sex with the girlfriend I had back in the day. And, you know, it didn't go over too well.
No. You should try lubrication next time.
Yeah, exactly.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
Marconi Award winner.
Don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die. Don't have sex in the missionary position. Don't have sex standing up. Just don't do it, promise? Okay, everybody take some rubbers.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Who are some of the people that listen to TPSRadio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Burnett.
And Paul D.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily. Hi, I'm Amy. We're the Into the Girls.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSRadio.net, but you should. Check us out. TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio. And I'm feeling very gassy.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Okay.
What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Hit us up. I'm your host, Kim McCann. Alongside me is Rocket, everybody. Had a complete mess in the last segment, but those two girls are champs.
That was the best mess I've ever went through.
Ginny Blowjob and Carrie from Cape Cod, who wants to bang me. Joining us
Jenny,
on the line.
I'm still here. It's Jenny. I'm still here.
Jenny's still on the line.
I'm going to do this again. I'm ready.
You ready?
You ready now,
I'm
Jenny?
I'm ready to do this.
You ready now? The pussy is all ready?
Oh, I'm just going to... Come on. Are you ready, Carrie?
Carrie? Anyone? Carrie?
Carrie, you still alive?
Carrie?
Wow, they're still on the line. I guess Carrie just fell into a coma or something.
Jenny, are you still there?
Oh, Jesus. How am I going to do this by myself? It's crazy, this internet radio. Ooh, I'm all wet and everything. Woo! I'm feeling frisky. I want to talk about fashion.
All right.
Come on,
yeah, your bit fell shit right into the hole, dude.
Oh.
Christ. Son of a bitch, what is up?
Scott Osachik, everybody, joins us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Scott O, what's up?
World famous.
LunaticRadio.com.
How about that last segment, huh?
Oh, riveting. I almost got hard. I almost got hard, but then I turned up the volume and just heard like a whole bunch of... It was like watching the Oxygen Network if I was blind.
Oh my God!
It kind of sounded like two dudes changing a car battery or something. I had that feeling towards it, you know what I mean?
It was like, you ever going to Home Depot and you see like a woman that works there, but she's not really a woman, and you're helping... Oh my God, it's like the lumber section.
Yeah, I want to check him for a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
We've got these great curtains on sale.
So, Scotto.
I'm wet. You're wet. This is great. Oh, wow. Hey, yay. Let's get this party started. Come on, let's play Nelly.
Oh, wait. I think I got Carrie. Hold on. Hold on, Jenny.
Oh, Carrie might be on the line.
Hello?
Yo.
Hi, Carrie.
Yes.
All right. Hold on, Carrie.
Hold on, Carrie. Okay. We're going to put Jenny on the line. I'm going to try this bit again.
Okay, Carrie and Jenny, are you both here?
Yes.
See?
Oh, yay. I'm here, too. Let's do this. Let's get nutty.
Okay.
So,
oh, what are you wearing? Describe it in vivid detail. I want to hear everything. Your entire house, my whole motif.
My phone shot across the room when I squirted. I'm sorry. Oh.
No, slow it down. Describe everything.
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
I'll tell you one thing. I'm wearing a pair of Manolo Blahniks. I just got them on sale. What you need to do is ask for Elroy.
Oh,
he will hook
you
up.
That is so hot. You know what you should do? You should bedazzle them.
Oh, I was gonna do that, but then I realized I didn't know how you felt about it. I wanted to get your feelings first.
How do you shave your pussy?
No, that's dirty. Wait a second. Let's talk more about curtains.
Okay. I prefer cornflower blue curtains. What kind of curtains do you like?
Well, do you have a throw pillow? Well, what color throw pillow? Because it has to match.
Wait, hold on, Jenny and Carrie. Hold on. We're going to get a third call in here.
Oh, we got another call.
You guys are fucking idiots.
It's Jenny and Jenny too.
Only on this show.
Jenny.
All right,
is Scott there?
No, this is yeah, what up?
Scott.
You fucking hate me now, don't you?
Scott, can I get down in front of you and unbutton your pants really slow?
No.
And then take
back.
Your cock out?
And hurry it up. No,
do you want to come on my face, Scott? Because I'd let you.
And
I like that funny boy. Huh?
I'm not comfortable with this. I'm really, I want to talk about toaster ovens and clocks.
Hi, Karen McCann.
Yeah.
Why don't you go watch fucking Brokeback Mountain, you fucking faggot?
BrokebackRadio.com.
All right. We have Josh Gogan, Scott Osechek, and the world famous Jenny Blowjob on the line.
Ooh, are you gonna pull a train on me, boys?
We're gonna hit you with a car battery.
That's fantastic. Such a romantic.
I get to know you. I want to just, you know, take you out to dinner and talk about feelings and cats.
That's Kieran McCann.
Maybe a backpack.
Scott, you sound so much like Karen right now. It's scaring me. I actually think my pussy just crawled up beside itself. It was so upset.
All right. Jenny, we're going to let you go because I want to plug the guys. I mean, not like literally, but...
Whoa!
Slow down, Tex.
Okay, Heath Ledger, it's all okay, Jake Gyllenhaal, okay?
All right.
Bye, Jenny.
Stroke that cock.
Jenny,
for
what? We're going to talk to you all next week. Relax.
Jenny, I'm going to call you after the show.
I break up. I'm breaking up again.
Fucking right. Christ.
On and off again.
I love you guys.
Love
is
you.
Scott, is Josh... Wait a minute, though. Honestly, Josh there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Whoa. I've never gotten to hear Josh's sexy voice.
Did you listen last week?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now you just killed Josh.
This is from Bobby Brady's.
That's good.
Sorry. Now you just destroyed the guy that's not Scott Osechek.
All right, Jenny. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Jenny.
Okay. You guys.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. God damn. Jeez.
What would the reference be if Brokeback Mountain hadn't come out?
Yeah.
What would the gay movie reference have been?
Anything starring Richard Gere, probably.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That went nowhere. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you suck. You suck.
Come on, I tried to look for a witty jab, something. I don't know. I got two comedians on the line, so my funny quotient is just went down.
Yeah, we're putting the heat on you. You're carrying the show tonight. We're just going to kick back and just sort of, you know, make comments every few minutes, you know, to grab a drink of water.
So it's Scott Osechek and his buddy Josh Gogan on the
not Scott Osechek, Josh Gogan.
I'm Josh Gogan and friend show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the sidekick to Scott, apparently.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, come on. You did great last week, Josh.
Whenever we go, like, to McDonald's or something, I have to carry the tray. It's disturbing.
Yeah. Gotta carry Scotch Jock around.
Oh,
wash put on it. Blackface and dance a little soft shoe.
That's old. Can I get you some milk? That's old.
Oh, my God.
I bought your plane tickets. Scotty-O.
That'll be all. Be gone. Be gone.
All right, fellas. So what do we got coming up? What are we playing? What are we doing?
Josh, you go first.
Let's see. I'm doing Palm Harbor, Florida, February 17th and 18th at the Comedy Zone.
Very nice. I want some LunaticRadio.com listeners to go visit the boys in
Definitely.
Florida.
I would like down the LunaticRadio.com listeners out there. Plus, you're also gonna enjoy your other comic, who right now is scheduled to be Paul Hooper, who's a maniac. So
nice.
Cool.
If you come out and you hate my guts, then you might want to leave early because you'll hate him even more.
Stop it, Josh. You're a fantastic comedian. We love you.
Actually, I watched Josh's set from the Cringe Humor Show.
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Thank you, guys.
Did a good job. You killed, as they say.
Cringe Humor was one of the best shows because I got to, you know, take the gloves off and do some things that I never could do down here in the South or just in a regular road room.
Yeah. I like how you're double-fisting two beers with one hand.
Do you like that, Scott?
That's a power move right there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was like trying to calm the nerves or what, but during the clip, you were double-fisting two Bud Lights.
No, I always
with one
do
hand.
That.
With one hand?
I always do
like
that.
You were dragging the mic stand around like you were pissed off at it, and on the other hand, you had two Bud Lights. It was so powerful.
It's my tradition. Two beers at once.
Good.
And then I'm obsessive compulsive about it. I can't just drink one and have to hold on the other. I got to make sure that they're both the same level, so I'm constantly switching.
All right.
Great.
Yeah, I'm a psychopath. I understand that. You don't have to just give me dead silence on that. I understand.
I know. Wait. Here's that joke.
I don't think that was a joke. I think it was just a statement.
Oh, well. It felt
yeah, it was a statement.
It was an affirmation, guys.
Oh, so, Scotto.
Scotty will tell a joke later. You'll be able to tell the difference.
Let me explain something to you, Josh. This is a little thing with radio. The guy that we pick on the most is usually the guy that does the best performance live, because we figure, you know, he's that high up on that ladder, so we got to bring him down to size. So that's why we pick on you so much.
So, right. Scott, hey,
did you buy that? I hope you bought that.
Wait, you guys going to start picking on me? What the fuck?
No, you suck, Scott.
There you go. Thank you. Now I feel loved again.
Scott puts on a great show, too.
I feel like I'm back in my mother's womb.
I was just going to mention, while Josh is down there in Palm Harbors, Florida, Scott's going to be doing a Tonight Show, right?
Hey, I don't do those little spots anymore. Come on.
Actually, I'm bigger than that. Scott's filling in as host on the Tonight Show. I don't know if you had heard that publicly.
All right.
You know, for the record, let me get a plug in here, you bitches.
Yeah, go on.
Flooring in Port Charlotte, Florida, and I heard it's nice and rich and white, which I'm looking forward to. February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Port Charlotte, Florida. Bring your Caucasian asses.
Yeah,
and Scott, let me explain something with that show. Port Chester, was it?
Port Charlotte.
That's going to be the big Lunatic Radio show. You're going to have some of the Florida contingent there, and they're an angry bunch.
Well, they better be fucking angry and get their ha-has ready, because I'm going to be taping. I got to get a tape out to Jenny BJ.
Ooh.
And she's going to be booking me, hopefully, in a couple of rooms out in her neck of the woods.
Look
in Nevada.
At this. Look at
so
this.
I swear to God, if any of your little, the posse, your contingent, your, I don't want to say pest attack.
Yeah, thanks.
What do you call your listeners? You got to have like a cute name.
I call them faggots.
Jesus, wow. That's endearing.
It's clever.
Like lunatics, because that's a little too.
Yeah.
Hey, we're the crazy, wacky lunatics. Hey, traffic and weather in 5 minutes. All right, it's Lunatic Radio. Hey, we're here with comedian funny boy Josh Gogan. Josh, what do you got going on this weekend? That's great. Anyway, back to traffic and weather. We're playing the best new hits. It's Two for Tuesday.
Here's a little Clearland's Clearwater Revival, everybody.
Oh, did you hear the way I posted that one right to the ramp? Like that music bed, whatever the fuck.
I'm going to go back in the room and suck my own cock.
I'm taping, and I'm actually going to be sporting the lunaticradio.com t-shirt.
Nice!
Weekend,
so.
Oh, bravo.
Thank you.
About time I came through on my word.
Anybody going out there to see Scott, seeing as he is taping, make sure that you buy him shots before and during his performance.
Yes.
Oh, sweet Christ. No, that'll be a train wreck.
Exactly.
I got so fucked up this week. And listen to this, Josh. This is good news for you, buddy. The Charleston room in South Carolina, it's no longer clean. It breaks off. You can do whatever the hell you want. Anyway, I asked the bartender, I go, hey, do you give, like, the comedians a discount on drinks? She goes, no, they're free. I go, oh, Christ. Ooh. Well, anyway, she pours me, I go, let me get a Red Bull vodka. Wait, I'm not fucking doing material. I'm doing a big fucking story. Shut up. Stupid sound effects.
That's just where a punchline should have maybe gone. I don't know.
Thank you.
I was waiting for it, Mr. Comedian.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Not everything's gold, okay? Whatever.
All right. I know.
I get a Red Bull and vodka. She pours, you know those... All right, fuck this story.
No, come on! I want to hear it, please.
Yeah, tell it again.
Start from the
you
beginning.
You know those metal shaker glasses that they use to make, like, frozen drinks and martinis or whatever?
Yeah.
She pours me a Red Bull and vodka to fill the whole thing up, right?
Yeah.
So, drinking those all night long, and the headliner, she's like, hey, you want to go smoke some pot? I'm like, eh, fuck yeah, why the hell not? Anyway... One in the morning, I decide I needed to get something from my car. What? I have no idea. But I woke up 6:30 in the morning with my car running in the parking lot of the club.
Punchline insert.
No punchline.
All right.
So I'm looking at families going to IHOP for breakfast in the morning, and I'm waking up with a running car. It's not a good sign.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Scott. I wasn't listening. Could you repeat that?
Wow.
That was a tragic story.
Wow. I think it's now Josh Gogan and the guy that's not Josh Gogan.
Hey, so anyway, I'm fingering the Mexican. Chuckles.
There it is! is gold.
The artist formerly known as Scott Osejic.
Hey, did you hear about fucking Google launched in China today?
All right, fellas. So we got Josh Gogan playing Florida. We got Scott O playing Florida. The two fabulous comedians of the LunaticRadio.com show can be taking over Florida, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Yo.
Yeah, they did launch Google in China, but they changed the name to Google.
Hey, what?
All right. All right,
it's
fellas.
A spelling joke. I'll see. I'll email it
all
to
right.
you.
I get the feeling I bombed enough for one night. So enjoy.
Scott O, thank you.
All right, I love you guys.
Josh, thank you as well.
We know you. We love you both.
Yes.
Not in the, rub one out.
Like brothers.
Not in the gay way.
Like brothers.
All right, all right, Josh and Scott, see you later. Hey.
Peace.
All right, later.
Later.
Scott Osejic and Josh Gogan, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Wow.
They're going to try to do a bit and reenact Carrie and Jenny Blowjob's little whatever the hell that was.
Well, you know, yeah, it's... It's kind of funny, though, how we were just talking about this week, hey, we could do, like, a conference call, and then the first week we have it.
Yeah, we have two of them.
Yeah. It's still in training, but you know what? That's funny. That's why we're just, we didn't even plan this shit. That's fucking gold. Just fucking roll with it.
So, you got ScottOsejic.com, everybody, and then go visit Josh.
No, you got it wrong already. It's Osejic.com. There's no Scott Osejic.
Osejic.com. Osejic.com, and then go visit Josh Gogan on MySpace.
MySpace.com/Josh Gogan, and you can access both their web pages at the LunaticRadio.com website in the guest section.
That's Gogen, Josh Gogan, on MySpace. He loves the MySpace.
Loves him.
All right. So we'll do a break. We'll come back, regroup, and fuck. I don't know what the hell we're doing.
We're going to fuck? Ugh, gross.
Gay. We got to get Jin from TPSRadio.net to talk some Super Bowl.
Oh, I love it.
All right. So we'll take a break. We'll come back on LunaticRadio.com, everybody, right after this.
LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everyone? This is Pat Cook, Nick 102 here in Denver, and you're listening to Kieran McCann and the crew on the LunaticRadio.com show. You sick puppy.
This is Joanna Bowie of PhoneSexCall.net, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio. .com show.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? It's fucking Pat Kev saying you guys fucking suck.
Now back to the show.
What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break.
We sure are, bitches.
Wow. I feel like I've been through a 12-round boxing match. Thank you to Scott Osejic and Josh Gogan, two comedians from North Carolina, calling in last second. Had a little fun with them.
Absolutely.
Scott O tried to bomb. I think Scott was trying to make like a statement or something. I couldn't even listen. I didn't know what he was talking about. But let's keep the guest going. Yes, joining us on the line, everybody, to talk some, I guess, sports. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Jen from the Sports Buffet, located on TPSRadio.net. My favorite sports talk radio show ever. Jenny, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Wow, she does sound
are
like
you
a...
Serious?
You sound...
Are you really saying that it's your favorite sports...
No, I am. I am serious. Ray and Jen do a sports talk radio show on TPSRadio.net. It is the only sports talk show I listen to, I swear to God.
So the only favorite that kind of runs
well,
one
no.
and the other, doesn't it?
Well, no, I'm a big fan of sports talk radio. I mean, right. I used to listen to Mike and the Mad Dog here in New York and Jim Rome and and Dan Patrick.
Sure.
I've thrown them all out the door just to listen to the Sports Buffet.
Well, I'm glad.
I love it. I love it because Ray is the guy on the show who kind of drives the show, gives you all the analysis about the games going on,
stats,
you know, all the sports, and he asks you to like join him. He's like, "Hey, Jen, give me your thoughts on this," and all you do is you burp.
Yeah,
give me a little more credit than that, kid.
Yeah, really. She is the reason why the show continues. Stop it.
No, you're really good at it. You're good at what you do, Jen.
That's fantastic.
You know, sometimes I can throw in a few names here or there, but I have to write them on my hand beforehand, you know, and then I have to write, you know, burp or belch, you know, in between.
Right.
Do you really care about the sports, or are you just there to, you know, pad?
Actually, I really do. I actually like football and I like basketball, but when Ray gets in his whole baseball skill, I just kind of... I just look at porn or something while he's talking about
hot.
See, that's why Jen is so attractive to us.
I love her.
She loves sports and she likes the you know, to get rough there.
I love her.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, and then I start crap on the message board with you guys, you know.
Exactly.
In my spare time. Yeah. So whatever, you know.
I gotta imagine if you're like getting intimate with Jen, she would be the one being like, "Get your head out of the way. I gotta catch the rest of the game."
Give me my beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would. Actually, I wouldn't even let it get to that. I would position you so that I would face the TV first.
Now, for the newer listeners, this is the Jen that I am connected to. I didn't stand you up. Let's get that clear. But this is the Jen that I could do nothing but call Jen.
Mm, right.
This is the Jen.
Rocket.
Yeah, I think Ray still has that message.
Good.
Rocket.
Classic.
Rocket left Jen a drunken stupor, sexy, kind of sexy voice message.
Very sexy.
A couple months back. I think he wanted to have some sort of sexual relations with Jen. And,
yeah, that sounded like it.
And Jen wasn't really up for it.
Well, you know, it was just her voicemail.
I think I was out of town when you called.
Yeah.
And I get this rambling message. Oh, what's up? This is Adam from Lunatic Radio, and I, you know, we're all partying here, and I could do nothing but call you. Like, it sounded like you really had to think about that before you said it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of alcohol that evening.
Yeah, it's all good.
Here,
yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Here, Jen,
that's
got...
the infamous.
Yes, infamous.
I actually have a clip of you, on Sports Buffet. Ooh. In action.
Excellent.
So here we go. I'm going to play this clip.
They're throwing packages at teams that...
Whoa, dude. I've not had enough alcohol for that kind of talk.
Not the kind of packages that that Jen enjoys playing with, but... Defensive...
When they get thrown at you, it just sucks when it like smacks you on the side of the face. I'm just kidding. Kind of taken unaware by it.
I'm sorry. I'm finishing the visual in my head of that.
So that was a clip from the Sports Buffet, everybody.
Yeah, that was last week. Yeah. Talking about packages.
And Jen,
I couldn't hear the last part of it, and I couldn't remember it because I was like two or three beers into it. But yeah. I think I started talking about teabagging, and then Ray cut me off.
So that's
like,
great.
You need to stop.
That's what's so great about the dynamic on the show, having Ray and then Jen there, because Ray gives you the analysis, and Jen, I guess you don't like listening to Ray because you zone out during the segment, and you're just like...
Well, he like reads me stuff, and he's like, here, read this, and I'm like, oh, this is hard. I start laughing.
Right. I love the freaking show. I love Sports
Buffet.
It's
a great show. It's a
you
great
people,
show.
I guess I'm not articulating it well or describing it well, but you got to go listen to it. It's live on Tuesday nights, everybody, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. West Coast, and it's for an hour. You guys got to start doing more than 1 hour. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah. I think
last time we were doing 2 hours, and it was like getting a little too long. We had to drag it out. We were kind of losing some steam at the end. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I vote for more Sports Buffet.
More Jen.
More Jen on,
more
the,
Jen.
On the radio.
It can go on for 2 hours, but it won't be sports for 2 hours. It'll be just rambling crazy shit.
That's fine.
Hours.
As long as it's you, it's gold, baby.
Yeah, that's all we need. We need you rambling about whatever, packages and stuff. And then we need Ray.
And be nasty and whatever.
Right, and then we need Ray to give us like a sports update every once
exactly.
in a while.
Yeah, right.
That's all we need.
Hey, you know, the Cavaliers scored. Back to Jen.
Just throw in scores.
Yeah, exactly. Kobe Bryant scored 32, and here's Jen now talking some more about sex.
That guy's got a big cock.
You're right.
I called through to the Steelers, and back to teabagging. And,
So, Jen, the big Super Bowl is next week, and you're a girl of the sports world.
Yes.
Who is your pick?
I like the Steelers.
Nice choice.
Why is that?
I think they play well on the road. Detroit is on the road. It's in the dome. They've beaten three teams on the road. They're number six wild card seed. They beat the Colts in the dome. And Seattle
Seattle is playing well. They have the best offense that they've had in a while, and their defense is playing really well, but I'm not sure which Seattle team is going to show up. Like, sometimes they can they'll play well on the road, and other times they'll just lay a big goose egg when it comes to actually needing to do well. And I think Pittsburgh's a little more consistent. And plus, I like Jerome Bettis. I'm not a big Seahawks fan.
You like the bus, huh?
So I'm going. I had the bus on my fantasy football team a couple years ago. He got crazy mad points. He's awesome.
Do you like the black guys? So, do you like the black guys?
I've not actually been with black guys.
Oh.
I wouldn't know. But
okay.
When it comes to fantasy, yeah.
So you like Jerome Bettis and the Steelers to win the Super Bowl? I gotta say Jerome Bettis sucks.
Fuck you.
Okay. No, but he's not a good running back, right? I don't know anything about sports, but I know by watching that guy ever since Notre Dame days, I've been watching him. He's not good. He's like a.
You mean he's not good?
Every time he gets hit, he just falls over. I know he's a big guy, but he can only run like 2 yards at a time. It sucks.
Jen, talking out of his ass, Jen.
He played all last year when Deuce Steele was out hurt because he's retard.
That's right.
There's quite a few 100-yard games. He lasted throughout the whole season. He can do it. He's a great running back.
All right, so you're going...
What you're talking about. You need to check your sources, buddy.
I don't have any sources.
Well, apparently. Yeah. Otherwise, your information would be correct.
Right. So you're going...
I'm going with the Steelers. I think Ray and I don't know if you guys heard about Ray's bet, but I picked the Steelers to beat the Bengals, and Ray lost because he picked the Bengals.
Oh, Ray's retarded.
And he had to do... Did you guys hear about that? The whole pole dance thing that he had to do?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Ray had to do a pole dancing.
That was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen in my life. Like, I wanted to poke my eyes out because I was so grossed out.
So Ray had to do, like, a stripper pole dance in front of you? Was he naked?
Yeah, No, oh, thank God, no. Oh, my gosh. He puts the pole right in front of me, and I'm sitting down, and it's like, all I can see is, like, his stomach and crotch, just, like, right in front of me. He puts on this Mexican wrestling mask that he's got, so it's like... I don't know. It's like neon pinkish with some purple. And he starts, and then I pick Erotic City from Prince because he said I could pick the music. And whenever we party, all the girls always dance to Erotic City. So I picked that to see how he would measure up. It was the most disgusting thing I ever seen in my life. And he was like right in front of the mirror, and he's like, "Dude, I saw myself, and I like grossed myself out. It was so gross." And he was like shaking his ass at me. I'm like, "Don't even spread your cheeks on that bowl. Don't you even dare try to do that."
See what I'm saying, people? It's not your average sports talk radio show.
And this guy, like, kind of runs our show, basically.
Yeah, Ray's our boss, and he's in a G-string dancing on a pole.
If I had lost, I would have had to do pole dance. But since I'm always Ray when it comes to sports stuff.
Right. Well, I was going to do a little Super Bowl bet with you, but I don't know.
Can we do it for, like, Jen has to take off clothes and take pictures and send it to rocket@lunaticradio.com? Is that the deal?
I don't think Jen's going to be up for that.
Oh. No?
Is she still there?
Jen?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jen, you're talking your inside voice. That came out a little loud.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Ray and I are going to do a Super Bowl bet, but we're not sure what we're going to do yet.
Yeah.
Can it involve you getting naked? Is that possible?
It may involve shaving something.
Sweet.
All right, so I'm taking whoever Ray's taking, and if you lose, I want to see whatever you have to do to him.
Nice.
Or do for him.
We haven't discussed it yet. We'll probably figure it out.
All right. All right, Jen, I appreciate you joining us on the program.
Hey, Jen, listen.
Yeah.
I'm in the process with Ray on bringing you over here permanently, so...
he told me about that.
Yeah.
And his email got all dirty. He's like, "I don't want to bring you over to Sports of Spain, but he's allowing me conjugal visits." I'm like, whoa. Do I have any of this?
I need you around full time. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. That's just the way
it is.
Well,
I told you, it's your guys' turn to come out here.
Hey, Jen.
That was up last time.
Jen, can you just make my day and tell me how much you enjoy watching hockey?
Can I make your day in what?
Tell me how much you enjoy watching hockey.
I love watching hockey.
Thank you. I love you.
I was watching the Sharks game earlier.
Hot. See, I'm ready to jerk off. I'm set to go.
I went to each round of the playoffs last year.
Oh, God.
I mean, not last year, the year before.
You're literally giving me a stiffy right now.
I don't think.
And I got a Sharks jersey.
Oh, fucking Christ.
I don't think Jen cares that you have a heart on.
I love her.
And I run around my house wearing it with nothing
on. Nothing on, yes! Oh my God! I love this woman.
I'm having sex with Jen before you are.
Fuck you! Never!
Karen, I have a question for you. What does 5000G mean?
Like, oh, 5000G? That's Ebonics for bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, and is it really true that you haven't gotten laid in 6 years?
Eight years.
Why is it, the number keeps going up right when I hear about it? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to fix that.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing because I'm very clean. I have no diseases, no hepatitis C.
Because they probably left your system by now.
Yeah, I know. You think I would have died or something if I did have AIDS or something?
You need to fix that. That's not good for the.
Oh no, it's not. It.
Well, he releases. Otherwise, I'm sure, all the time. Breath.
Yeah, it's not good for the morale of
the morale
of my penis.
Yeah, well, I get cranky and bitchy if I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What was the last time you had the deed? Recently?
Recently.
So when's the next time you're coming to New York?
Like, within the last 24 hours.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Really?
God damn. Ah.
Really?
In the Shark jersey.
I haven't even...
Hot!
Oh, Jesus. He's so fucking loud. All right, Jen. Thank you for joining us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Listen to Jen and Ray on the Sports Buffet, everybody, on Tuesday nights, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m. West Coast, and on the TPSRadio.com network. Jen, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye, Jen.
It was fun. Bye. All right,
later. Word them up, man. Jen is a funny chick. You got to check out that show. I'm telling you.
She is so awesome.
Yeah, it's a good freaking show. Word them up, everybody.
She was my first internet love.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't want to go the sex angle with Jen, but you took it there.
I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
Why?
It's my Jen.
You're That's psycho. Like- you're becoming psycho. With the chicks.
Stop it. This is Jen. Stop it. You can't... You know... That's the Jen. The Jen. I mean, come on.
No one knows the Jen. Explain the Jen.
Well, the whole thing with her and, you know, I could do nothing but call, you know.
Because yeah. You're a psycho again. 8 months ago, you were a psycho and you have to bring it up again.
Because I have balls and you don't. Doesn't mean you could just use that as some excuse. Oh, you're psycho.
It's an Italian thing, I'm telling you.
Just because I have confidence.
Italian people are not subtle.
Fuck you, I just have confidence. She likes me. She knew exactly what to say to please me. That's all that matters.
She likes hockey.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to set it up for her. She knew the San Jose, like the hockey jersey with nothing else on. I mean, that's it for me. That's it. Nothing else. That is it. And right. She nailed it. I didn't even bring it up.
All right, everybody. I guess we're going to talk to Ronnie Beans in a little while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we going to riff it all during the show?
Yeah, we're going to try to riff because I have something. I mean, you got that ABC anchor, Bob Woodworth, who got hit by a roadside bomb, which sucks ass.
Film at 11. Wow. Excellent job, Karen.
Dude, that freaking sucks, man.
It sure
does, roadside bomb?
Way to be on top of that story.
Dude, you're just driving along the road, everybody, and there you go. Boom, out of nowhere. Boom goes the dynamite. You know what I mean?
I just made a reference to her.
That's it. There's no warning with the roadside bomb. You know, talk about hit a speed bump too fast.
I'm sorry, I got this whole picture on my head, like, you're feeling, like, it's CNN, you know, the newsroom, what's that show,
the situation room,
Wolf Blitzer, and like, hello, this is Kier McCann filling with Wolf Blitzer, anchor was hit with a bomb today, it really sucks, yeah, it's like, thanks,
this just in, everybody,
something sucks today, film at 11.
Hey, honey, let's go to McDonald's. Oh, snap! Guess we hit that speed bump too fast.
You just said, oh, snap.
Yeah.
You faggot.
That's how they talk over there.
Oh, now, they right? do? Mm. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were 10 years behind that they're saying things like, oh, snap.
Yeah, so Bob Woodworth, I used to watch him late night on ABC. He used to do the overnights, you know, early morning edition of ABC News. And there you go. Yeah. serves you right for covering the bad stories. You gotta do those fun, loving stories, about kids going to school and playing on the playground and stuff. What the kicker stories.
You know what it is? Because all these news stations are trying to one-up each other. Mm. They're trying to outdo each other. And it's stupid because you know what? I think finally society's starting to catch on to the media's shitty ways and they're just not caring as much. So they're having to go that extra little step to like get a little more in-depth. Now it's getting to the point that these news guys are getting injured. I mean, soon people are going to start fucking dying, just for a fucking story. And it's like, we heard all the same shit every day. This is what happens when you have 19 fucking news stations. It's inevitable.
Well, it's not like they came out and were searching for Bob and trying to shoot him. He had a roadside bomb. He was just driving down the road, going to the 7-Eleven to get a cup of coffee.
I don't want
to. That was it.
What did he say?
That's it, man. Just drive down the road.
He said, oh, snap.
And he said, oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
You don't even see the roadside bombs, dude. They just come out of nowhere.
Sorry.
It's like a crapshoot.
I'm not in Kabul or
never
whatever.
Know what's going to happen. It's anarchy over there. And who was that other guy? The guy from NBC who died during the...
Peter Jennings? Oh, no.
During the war, actually. Not Peter Jennings. He died of cancer.
The big casino.
Yeah, there was some other guy from NBC who died. Died of a heart attack, though.
Yes, that doesn't count.
So it's not like the insurgents over there or whoever are searching out reporters and trying to kill them. It's just been a freak accidents. And that's what happens when you're covering stories in a hostile environment.
Karen, this is not stories as in something new. It's day 517 of the war over in Iraq.
Yeah, but
there's nothing new.
When there's always a... Why are you complaining? I mean, when there's a war, it's always big news, dude.
No,
it's never going to be a fucking, on the fucking 82nd page of the newspaper. It's always going to be up in the top 6 pages. It's always going to be a big story when you have kids over there dying for the country, dude. It's always going to be a big story. And you're going to have these types of accidents with reporters over there covering for it.
But what are they going there for? That's what I understand.
To cover the fucking story.
There's no story. It's the same fucking thing.
How is that not a story when when you got 40,000 troops over there fighting in a war for us? How is that not a fucking story, even if it lasts 10 years?
But it's the same story.
Ugh, no sense.
Well, no, my point is there's no reason for them to be there. I mean, that's what I'm really trying to get at. They're not supposed to be there. There's no reason for them to be there.
I gotta locate your brain today.
Holy shit, fuck you!
Wow.
You had a point!
Wow. No point. I didn't feel your point. Yeah. I was trying to figure out what the hell you were saying, you Italian bastard.
What is me being Italian have to do?
I think I'm racist against Italians. Prejudice against Italians. All right, let's do a break. We'll come back. We'll do some news, talk to Ronnie Beans, and finish up the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. And, we'll do that. All right, take a break. Come back right after this.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
You know what's weird? Both of you idiots, listen to me.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to hate these guys when I call them, and I actually don't hate you. You're pretty cool.
Wow. It's a nice comment. Yes.
Hey, look at that. Thank you very much.
You guys actually just get it. You get comedy, and that's really refreshing because most radio guys are fucking assholes.
Exactly.
So thank you for just getting it. You know what I'm saying, stupid?
Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
I sat through the gay to try to see the ass, and I didn't get the ass, so I just ended up being gay.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That was gay. Oh, my.
That was my Scooby what?
That was sound like a bunch of gays.
Yeah. All right.
That's good.
Well, yeah. Are they bad?
The LunaticRadio.com show.
Who are some of the people that listen to TPSRadio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Burnett.
And Paul D.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily. Hi, Amy. We're the Internet Girls.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSRadio.net, but you should check us out. TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
And now back to the show.
Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Really, you don't like this song?
It's fucking blows.
You don't like Silverchair?
It's gay and old and pointless. No.
What's up, everybody? It's the lunaticradio.com show. Back and break emails at the show at lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. What a freaking crazy show it's been.
Wow.
I want to thank all the listeners in the chat room and people listening around the country. And maybe around the world. We did have a guy from Singapore once.
Yeah.
I don't know how about that guy.
Oh, shut this off.
Word him up. Rocket doesn't like Silverchair.
No.
You know, Rocket, you're the complainer guy. That's what you are.
I gotta do something. I gotta do something for the show.
Is that your shtick, the complain guy?
You know.
Yeah.
Ron's the bringer of the funny, and I just complain. Gotta do something, you know. Gotta do my part.
We have the chat. We had the webcam in studio, and we changed the angle. So now the people can see me doing nothing on the air. Hi, this is what I do during the show. I'm waving to the camera.
You wave during the show?
Hi. Hi, faggots. All my faggot listeners. I love them all. Let's all be one big gay, happy bunch. Rocky, give me some gay music.
Oh, I got some gay music. You want some gay music? All right, hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
I got to call up the soundboard.
All right, give me some gay music. I want to say hello to my listeners. Hi, listeners. This is Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show. And I just want to say, you're all faggots. But thanks for listening.
I want to suck Bernard's cock.
That's right. Word him up. All right, everybody. We'll do some news. How about we do that? We'll do some news.
Oh, Christ.
Because that Kanye West fucking faggot. I hate freaking Kanye West. Can you people... I want to tell you people how much I hate freaking Kanye West. Who is this guy? Who is Kanye West? Somebody explain to me who he is.
Black guy doesn't like white people. Oh, wait. George Bush doesn't like white people, according to him.
Right.
George Bush doesn't like black people.
Now, he's this rapper who wears, like, ascots and pink shirts, and he wants to be a leader for the African-American community,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a two-cent head. Now, the guy... I'll give this to him.
Okay.
The guy is... musically, very, very talented. Right. He can make music. Right?
Okay.
Politically, and in his mind, not much going on. Not much.
He's a retard.
You ever hear Kanye West speak? Can you decipher anything that he says? Anything that's a rational thought?
No. I don't really pay attention much to him. Why? What do you have something interesting to say?
You know, I do. Because this freaking faggot.
Oh.
On the cover of Rolling Stone.
Uh-oh.
Posing as Jesus Christ. Now, I don't care. You know, I'm not offended by that.
Okay.
I don't think anybody should be offended by it, like any religious people or anything like that. Because who cares? You know what I mean? He's a rapper. But I hate the fact that this guy has such a freaking ego.
Right.
That he thinks of himself as Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what it is? It's all that showboating, you know? You know, it reminds me just like the fucking news station. Everyone's trying to one-up each other. He's trying to one-up the next guy, you know? I mean, you know, before the whole Jesus bit, it was the crunk juice.
Yeah.
This is the next step to crunk juice. Jesus. What?
Yeah, but who is this guy? He's got such a... He's so arrogant. It scares me that the kids are sucking this guy's kneecaps. You know, the kids. The 18-year-olds, the 17-year-olds, the kids coming
15,
up in high school.
14-year-olds.
They're looking at Kanye West and be like, yo, man, word up, yo. I want to be Kanye, yo. They call him Kanye now.
First name basis.
Yeah,
they're like buddies. They're like buddies.
Is this the kid that's the idol for the youngsters around the country?
I'm a little surprised. Rolling Stone, you said, right? Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone let that happy. They had to be part of it.
You kidding me? A magazine like that is just looking to sell covers. And if some idiot West wants to portray himself as Jesus, that's fine with them because they're going to sell a bunch of freaking, magazines.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's all for the media. I mean, you said it yourself. It's just for the show. It's just for the entertainment. Is it right? Absolutely not. But you know what? It's always going to be something. It's always going to be that next step.
But my thing is, Kanye West actually believes he's fucking Jesus.
Right. He's not just doing it for the bit. He really thinks he's...
It's not a joke with this guy. He thinks he's a living legend. He thinks he's fucking the blind guy.
Yeah.
He thinks he's fucking Ray Charles.
The blind guy.
He thinks he's fucking, Michael Jackson. He thinks he's the greatest thing to happen in music since fucking Tony Bennett. You're not. You're a rapper who fucking wears an ascot.
Not even. Ooh.
You're fucking Kwame on a good day.
Nice. Give yourself 2 points and the foul. Nice.
Motherfucker.
He's not even that good.
No, he fucking sucks. I hate him. And I hate that the fucking people suck this guy's kneecaps day after day. I hate it. It drives me nuts. This guy's got a fucking 2 cent head. This guy couldn't get out of community college.
Oh!
College dropout.
Jeez.
I'm surprised they let him into community college.
Didn't he go to Dowling?
No, he went to some community college. I don't know what he went to.
Bad joke. Local joke.
So this guy's on the cover of Rolling Stone, posing as Jesus. Thinks he's the man. He's the guy who, he got like, 7 or 8 Grammy nominations?
Which is ridiculous.
And he was bitching that he didn't get one more. He wasn't up for like, I don't know, a Song of the Year, Album of the Year, like that. Who the fuck is this guy? He's got such a sense of entitlement because he raps and wears an ascot.
When he disappears,
wears a pink fucking shirt.
When he's like out of the music picture, he's gonna have nothing. He's gonna have absolutely nothing. So he's got to make the best of it now. Not that I'm saying I'm for what he's doing, but
hey. And people love him.
They're not gonna love
critics.
Karen,
the people that write in the newspapers, they freaking suck this guy's kneecaps. I read an article in Newsday, the local paper here in Long Island. And that was just sucking this guy's kneecaps on all the little political statements that George Bush doesn't love black people or whatever. They're like, oh my God, he made such a stand for the black community.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Did you listen to when he said that? Right. I couldn't decipher one fucking word he said, except for George Bush doesn't like black people. That's the only thing I heard.
Right.
It was like a fucking 5-minute rant, and that's the only thing I fucking heard. And you're following this guy? He dropped out of community college. What the fuck? Get another fucking leader for the African-American community, please. What happened to Martin Luther King?
He's dead.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. I didn't know
that. About the Rev? What's his face? Up in the Bronx. The fat guy.
Christ almighty. Jesus. I can't believe people are sucking this fucker's kneecaps. Yeah. Sucking them. And they're licking the balls of his sack. Balls of his sack.
What are you? Is that Shakespearean?
The radio balls. Talent on loan from God.
Balls of thy sack.
The balls of thy sack. That's what he should have been. He should have been on the cover of Rolling Stone with the fucking the thing on his head with the blood coming down.
Yeah.
Pretending he's Jesus and holding somebody's fucking sack in his hand.
That's art.
You want fucking controversy? Put that on the cover.
That is art.
Fucking homo. You know, I really want to say have somebody just pop a cap in this guy's ass, but I'm not going to say that. Even though I just did say it.
Way to go.
Can we just have, like, can we start this? Because I know the listeners are out there, and they're pretty crazy, right? We got the Craig Coleman's of the world who hosts the internet radio talk show. He's kind of crazy.
He's a little wacky.
We got all the boys from Florida who listen to crazy. The guys from Long Island.
That's right.
Can we start an online petition to just rid Kanye West of his career?
Wait a minute.
Can we do that?
Another petition?
Another petition just to, we don't want Kanye West to have another career. That's the petition. We don't want Kanye West to be on our TVs anymore. That's the petition. Let's start it. We'll start it right here with the LunaticRadio.com show. Please. Police!
John, start it off.
Send this guy to fucking White Castle to work behind the counter. That's where he should be. You motherfucker. I'm sick of Kanye West! Sick of him!
I think you're jealous. I think that's what it is. A little jealousy. A little jealousy. He's living the high life doing absolutely nothing, and you're busting your balls.
I don't want some fucking asshole with a 2 cent head telling me what's wrong and right with the world. I don't want that.
Yeah,
and I'm not even black. I'm white as hell. And I'm pissed off. I'm white and I will not take this anymore.
John solved the problem with the petition. He's just going to attach it to the rider of Get Lunatic Radio and Satellite. We'll just amend it to our petition.
Send that to Eric Logan. XM Satellite Radio.
It's a 2-for-1
get
deal.
Get Kanye. We'll start it with XM Satellite Radio.
Right.
We'll start a petition to rid Kanye West of XM Satellite Radio. That's what we're going to do.
That's a great hook. That's a great hook.
And we'll start it right now. Look. Goodbye from Lunatic Radio forever.
Later.
Never getting played on my show again.
Later.
Fuck you, you two-scented head, ascot-wearing faggot.
Ascot.
I hope you take those Grammys and shove them up your ass.
You might like it.
I hate you. And it's not racial at all. I hate arrogant people. And he's the most arrogant freaking dude out there. And the people are sucking his kneecaps like he is Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I get so frustrated. Just people. Oh.
Oh. You're entitled to your occasional rant.
No.
We'll let you have it.
And did you hear that Chris Penn died?
No.
The actor.
Oh, that's right. He did.
Chris Penn, Sean Penn's brother.
Yes.
Great actor. He was in Reservoir Dogs, True Romance, which is one of the greatest movies that never really gets talked about. True Romance.
Yeah.
Christian Slater was in it. Brad Pitt was in it. Great freaking movie.
Yeah.
Chris Penn was in it.
There's no word, though, there was any foul play or anything. Actually, they're saying there was no foul play, but still kind of a mystery, I believe, that they don't know why he died.
Yeah. Chris Penn was also in Footloose. He was the guy learning how to dance.
Great.
Yeah. Footloose, great movie. I actually watched it with Polish Bob all the way through.
Holding hands?
Yeah, and trying to dance.
God.
Yeah, I watched it with Polish Bob all the way through, Footloose.
Poor Bob.
Very gay movie.
Yeah, I'd say.
But it's entertaining because the scene in Footloose with Kevin Bacon trying to dance.
Yeah.
Hysterical, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, if you want some like comedy that's not supposed to be comedy,
yeah,
watch that. Fucking great. Kevin Bacon, 80s style, trying to freaking dance like, you know, like the 80s guy.
Sure, right.
All the people in the webcam can see me dancing right now.
You're,
you know?
You're 80s dancing.
Like, it's like Elaine Bennis on crack with some speed in her. You know, I'm fucking retarded. You gotta watch Footloose. And Chris Penn's in there trying to dance, too.
I never actually saw that movie.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, he was found in his apartment in L.A., and that sucks. 40 years old, fat guy. Was a fat guy.
No, he wasn't terribly fat. He was a little overweight, but I don't think it was an issue.
He was a Ronnie Beans.
No. I think it was less than a Ronnie Beans.
Less than a Ronnie Beans.
He was less than a Ronnie Beans.
You're just killing Ronnie right now. You're selling Ronnie out.
No, right.
Chris Penn's a fat motherfucker, dude, and you just told him that.
No. Ron's a big guy.
Right.
Ron's just big in all senses of big. He's a tall guy. He's a muscular. Ron's a big guy, not a fat guy. I wouldn't consider Ronnie so much fat. He's just a big guy. But Chris wasn't so much of a super obese guy, as far as I could tell. But, I mean,
right.
A little overweight, absolutely. I'm not going to disagree with that, but. Getting back to Kevin Bacon, you know, he has an acoustic album out now with his brother.
The Bacon Brothers?
Fucking shit on a stick. Holy.
It's a fucking Bacon Brothers, dude. They play carnivals.
Fucking hard.
Substrike doesn't even play carnivals.
That's right.
Too good for that.
Substrike.com for all your Substrike. Actually, Army of Darkness on the chat room requested us being played during breaks, which I think is a really good idea.
Okay. Substrike coming up in the breaks, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Chris Penn passed away. Great actor. He did have some drug issues in the New York Post today.
Oh, that's news.
You know, some friends were saying that, you know, he might have slipped back into the drugs. Like, back in the early 90s, he had a huge drug problem. Then he cleaned himself up for about 3 years, and now they're saying that he, you know, his death could have been drug-related. So,
So does this mean Sean Penn's going to disappear for a while? Because I think that'll be the greatest thing that'll happen to the entertainment world. Because I think that guy sucks.
Chris Penn?
No, Sean Penn.
Chris Penn.
Oh, Chris Penn.
The better actor in the film.
I think so. Sean's only good role was Spicoli.
Yeah.
After that, he sucked balls.
And he won't even acknowledge it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk about my role with Spicoli.
It was the only decent role. Matter of fact, I saw Sean Penn in a very good movie. I recommend it to everyone, called The Waking Life. It's sort of like it's a film, but it's overlaid with animation. Really cool. Check it out, The Waking Life.
Right.
He's an animated character, and he still sucked. Like, he brought the movie down. He wasn't even real in a movie, and he still sucked acting.
Yeah.
It was pathetic, but it's a good movie outside of him.
The best movie Sean Penn was in when he played I Am Sam, I believe the name of the movie was. Uh-huh. Played the retard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's his best movie.
That's his highlight.
You want some comedy that's not supposed to be comedy? Watch that fucking movie. That was back in the era of when you played a retard, you won an Oscar.
Right.
Now it's, you got to play a gay guy to win an Oscar. Right. So,
John from Orlando checking in. Chris Penn weighed 270 pounds. That's fat. Well, I think I weigh around like 245, but I'm 6'1". So, I guess that's 30 more pounds. I don't know if that's horribly fat, but like I said, he had some weight to him, but he wasn't obese, you know? Who knows? Well, we'll find. It's gonna take him a few weeks for the autopsy. So who knows? It's too bad. I mean, it sucks. I mean, either way, but at least we know it wasn't any foul play. At least that's somewhat better. If there's any way to look at it better.
Chat room feedback: Army of Darkness. What a shock! An actor with a drug problem.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's the thing to do when you're in LA. You know.
Why can't Kanye West have a drug problem?
Yeah. Why can't Kanye West be on some speed and find himself in traffic?
Why can't those two things happen?
Trying to dodge the white people in the fucking Mercedes.
Those are two common things. Being on drugs and in an intersection. Come on. That could happen.
Why can't Kanye West try to eat a shotgun?
What?
Please. Why? Why can't that happen?
Why can't he swallow a grenade? I mean, come on.
Please. I wish he never recovered from that car accident. Oh, did I just say that?
Oh, that's just...
Could I just say that?
I think you did.
Why couldn't Kanye West be Bob Woodworth?
Are we going to try beans in Hawaii at all?
Did try.
We're not going to try him again? Oh, that's what you were hoping for?
I hope that's Kanye West's commute to work tomorrow.
Commute to work? A guy like Kanye West does not commute or go to work, okay? So that's not happening.
He's got to get to the studio somehow. And hopefully this is lying in his path. Let's just hope. Please, get off my TV and shut up. Yeah, so that's about it with the news. We can try Ronnie Beans if you want. You want to try to give him a call?
Sure.
Try him one more time. We tried him during the break, but he didn't pick up. As I said, he was like, I don't know, taking a tour of a volcano.
Hey, leave a message. I'll get back to you.
Leave a message?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll leave a message. Hey, Ronnie Beans.
Hate this person. Oh. Press 5 now.
Hey, Ronnie Beans, it's Karen, lunaticradio.com. I'm your buddy. You actually host the show with me, so I think you know who I am. I'm on the air right now. Just wanted to see where the fuck you're at. If you're not by that volcano, give us a call back, because I know there's no cell service over there. And if you're eating White Castle right now and ignoring my phone calls, I'm going to be very mad. All right, buddy, have a good vacation. We'll talk to you soon. Safe flight back, you motherfucker. Later. That was okay. Ronnie Beans. There you go, in Hawaii. Hopefully he'll try to give us a call back. He'll be back on the program next week. Rocky, do you have some update stuff that you want to give the listeners?
About the just little things going on in the with Lunatic Radio World, because, you know, there's some new listeners and whatnot, so I figured, even though to a lot of people it's like, you know, usual crap, there's a lot of people who are new. So just to quickly go over some things, if you're just listening for the first time this week, just be sure to go to lunaticradio.com/chat, 9 p.m. Mondays, to join in live, as many people are doing right now. LunaticRadio.com/board for the message board is a lot more shit. That's what I like to call the radio show that never ends. The message board, the Lunatic Radio message board. Very good. A lot of people on it. Very busy. Shout out to a lot of the usual listeners for helping spread the word on the other websites.
Right, that's cool.
That's very cool. We are seriously hitting the internet hardcore, which I like. And
it's like some podcasting news thing, right?
Yeah, I didn't really want to say it because that'll give other people ideas. So, but
oh, right. Forgot about that. Gotta stop doing that.
That's okay.
There's a thief out there stealing.
So, like every time we, you know, have a legitimate idea.
Funny that somebody's stealing from this show.
I know. It's kind of
what a piece of. It's like stealing from a dumpster. Like, like, I want to steal that half-eaten fucking piece of pizza you had in the dumpster there.
And also, we're now on Feedburner, so get that word out more. I don't know. It seems cool. Just tell people. I don't know. Oh, but telling people, everyone out there, just trying to, like, tell someone in the cubicle next to you, if you're listening right now on the podcast, be like, yo, check this show out. And if they, like, give you the middle finger, be like, all right, email this dude and give him rocketlunaticradio.com. And let them complain there. Because just tell one person. Consider it the good karma for the day. Just tell somebody who's around the area. If you listen on the podcast right now, just be like, yo, check this out. You know, you're helping. You're helping the show. I mean, how hard is it to say, hey, go to lunaticradio.com. Check out the show. It's pretty funny. I mean, it's, you know.
Right. Well, just, we try to be funny.
We try.
Yeah.
Well, I figure if you're listening, you think it's funny.
Well, I'll give you this. It's a radio show with no ego. No. That's what we are.
That's right.
That's the one thing we have on other radio shows.
And we don't have to lie.
We have no ego on this show.
And we don't have to lie or fake things.
I am always 3 steps away from putting a gun to my head. Always. That's why I shouldn't get a gun, and by the way. Good point. Don't let me ever have a gun.
You know, I think John from Orlando's right. I could have sworn Short Penn was in The Waking Life, but now he's telling me he's not. I could have sworn, but I'm seeing he's not. I'm really pissed because I am never wrong. And I think John just like created like a paradox in the universe.
There you go. You were wrong, pal. He wasn't in that movie.
I could have sworn he was. Well, anyways, it's still a very good movie, and John could definitely defend me on that part of it. But I could have sworn he was. I'm going to check up on this.
All right.
Oh, Ethan Hawke. That's who it was.
I got you. Sean Penn
with Ethan Hawke.
Oh, you stink.
I suck. I got absolutely nothing.
All right, I forgot to do the college shout-outs, so shout-out to Stanford University and the University of Wisconsin. All those kids listening to us via universities.
The Badgers!
Yeah, word up. Let's do the hotties of the week and get that out of here on LunaticRadio.com show.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com.
Join us in the chat room if you got a hottie of the week. Post it.
Then I can hear that in time. There is a little delay.
Word them up, everybody. It's lunaticradio.com. Hotties of the week. It's a pointless segment. We do it at the end of every show, each and every week. It's where we deem a chick from the world of entertainment the hottie of the week. Everybody on the show has one, and you, the listeners, can have one if you email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. With the name of the chick and the reason why, we'll read them on the air. And that's worked for the last 6 months, man. I get those emails all the time.
Nice.
I don't think I've gotten one since November. That shows the popularity of this show. Taking off.
What?
Well, I'm gonna change pace because it's you know, I host the show, so I can change the rules.
Sure.
My show changed the rules.
Sure.
I'm gonna go with Carrie Cape Cod from
Nice
from up there in on the Cape.
Yeah, the Cape.
That's where she is.
Works.
Yeah. She's my hottie of the week because she said she wanted to beat me up and hob the knob.
And that works.
And that works for me. So that's my hot.
Sucker County going with Debbie Gibson. No idea why. Don from Orlando going with Lara Logan from CBS. Do you know her, Kieran? Lara Logan?
Lara Logan, CBS. Shit, I'm going to have to look that up because I love news anchors.
Yes, you do. Miss Jenny Blowjob obviously going with Kendra Jade. Hottie of the Week. Who? Marina Baracken?
Army of Darkness?
That's who he's picking. Marina, I don't know. I'm going with the Asian sensation, Jenny, from TPS Radio, because I love her.
Good pick. I want to thank Kendra Jade, everybody.
Yes, thank you.
Famous porn star. She said she didn't bang Kevin Federline. We'll take that.
Yeah, you know, come up with your own decisions based on what, you know.
Yeah, based on what you heard, come up with your own decisions there. But she said she didn't bang him. Who cares if she did?
She's still a hot piece of ass.
Banging Karen Faroline is like banging Gary Coleman. What's the difference? No difference to me. Well, all right, I want to thank Kendra Jade. KendraJadeOnline.com is the website, everybody. Go check her out. She'll be on the Howard Stern Show February 7th.
Woohoo, Robin.
So tune in to your Sirius satellite radios.
Woohoo. I'd like to thank Ron Jeremy's voicemail for picking up.
I'd like to thank Ron Jeremy's voicemail. I'd like to thank Jenny Blowjob and Carrie Cape Cobb.
Oh, fantastic.
Cape Cobb.
Cape Cobb. Corn on the Cape Cod.
You know what happens? I talk and you like say a little something and it throws me off. And I
well, because you're a horrible host.
No, it's because you're very distracting.
Because you take forever.
Well, fuck you.
It's like, and I want to also
sorry, not speaking
thank,
fast enough for you, Mr. fucking movie fan.
I also want to thank Carrie.
All right, shut up. Shut up. Thank Carrie Cape Cod. And who else was
Scott Osechik, Josh Gogan.
Right, ScottOsechik.com. And go check out Josh Gogan on MySpace.
I'd also like
also has a website, JoshGogan.com.
So you did it again. You're like,
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get the fucking plugs out, asshole. I got the show running down.
We got plenty of time. Relax. I'd like to thank all the other countries checking in. Way to keep
oh
up
on
that.
Oh my god, you cut me off with that?
That's right.
There's fucking one guy listening to us in Singapore.
No, there's a guy in Qatar listening to us too.
Oh, shut up.
It's important.
Shut up. Anyway, everybody, stick around after the show. Craig Coleman, internet radio broadcast repeats on the TPSradio.com network. So stay tuned for that. Craig Coleman does a great show. 4 hours of just madness. I
really?
Love the Craig Coleman show.
Wow, 4 hours.
Craig Coleman is a real funny fucking dude. Stick around and listen to the Craig Coleman show on the TPSradio.com network there. TPSradio.net. I always fuck up the name.
Well, it is a TPS radio network.
Yeah, it is a network.
He's the king. He's the boss.
So listen to Craig Coleman's show on the Webernet, as he calls it. The Webernet.
Oh, clever, clever.
Yeah, and that's it for us, dude. Thanks to all the listeners in the chat room sticking around for the 3-hour extravaganza. I love you all. There's Rocket's big fucking Italian head for the listeners on the chat room. On the webcam there.
Little Islanders right there, Logo Island. There.
Yeah. I'm not on the cam.
You're not.
So I'm giving the finger. I'm not even on the cam.
Because you suck.
All right. So until next week, everybody, stay safe, be cool, drink some beer, and bang a chick. I'm out. Later.
Later!
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.